That should be on Jade Cody.
Actually, yep, first foul on Jade Cody. And one of the things we noticed at the home game, Branson, Jade Cody wasn't hitting three-pointers like she used to.
No.
Ball going to be stolen away by Pisgah. Cody gets it down in a corner. That's Bailey Connor, drives baseline, tries to kick it into the lane, and it's intercepted by Julia Wells. So right away, Julia Wells starting to show that defensive prowess. In the corner now to Gwyneth Schick. She'll rotate out. Wells into the lane, the layup, no good. Block from behind by Jade Cody.
Ball stay with Tuscola here.
Wells to inbound on the cut. Avery Roten, high shot, wouldn't go, got her own rebound. The Horbs will put it back and banks it in. That was good team effort by Tuscola. Roten missed the shot. It got tipped back out by Forbes to her. She took another shot, wouldn't go. And then Forbes on the third try does the putback herself. Mountaineers lead 2-0. Kylie Leonard in the lane. Long pass out to Cody. Takes her way away from the three-point line, almost to midcourt. She'll drive now into the lane. Kicks it back. That's Macy Devlin. Cross court. Kylie Leonard for three. Right wing won't go. Bailey Connor got position on Williamson, able to tip it out in the lane, and the shot is good by Chandler. Lowry. Tied at two. Going to press. Schick. Tough pass. Williamson able to get it in the middle, but it's going to get ripped out on a jump ball. That should go to Tuscola. And Gwyneth got to be thinking a little better there on that pass. One of the other things, last few games, Avery Roten offensively scoring-wise starting to kind of slide back a little bit. But in the particularly in the second halves of the game, rebounding and defense has become more of her job
right
in the last few weeks. A steal by Pisgah, and the outlet from Chandler Lowry to Bailey Connor is good. It's 4-2. Pisgah, long pass, trying to hit Roten, too long. Picked up in the corner by Macy Devlin. We're going to get a foul in the backcourt. Nope, actually we got a turnover by Pisgah. Hard to kind of see on the far end from here unless we stand. And we're kind of in the walkway, so we don't want to do that either. Inbound to Schick. Left side, Wells gets the handle on the wing. They go into corner to Schick. Back up to the point, Wells. Over right side, Roten on the right wing. Looks inside to Williamson, can't get it to go. Schick, long jumper off the rim, not there. Cody tried to get it. Williamson able to get space. Kicks it out in the corner to Roten to save the possession. She'll drive the baseline, hangs on the rim. Won't go. Rebound by Kylie Leonard. The outlet down court to Bailey Connor is good. And quickly, Bears up 6-2. Coach Sutton going to take a timeout here with 5:15 to go in the first. And this timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood, one great location with great customer service. And Coach Sutton trying to put the brakes on, not let Canton or Pisgah get a run here.
Right. And, you know, you got to do that, sort of slow them down and, you know, talk to the girls and, you know, kind of calm them down. You know, a little bit bigger crowd than what we were at, you know, the first time. Of course, don't know why, if that's because we're here or day of the week or what, the kids have been out, but there's a lot of people here tonight. I guess a lot of people are probably ready to get out of the house and stir crazy.
Mountaineers will inbound. Of course, Mountaineers got off to a good start, so there's nothing really to get too worried about just yet. Roten trying to get it across midcourt to Schick as she's double-teamed. Tried to go in the lane, tipped out, tried to hit Forbes. The steal by Pisgah to Bailey Connor. Going to get fouled by Gwyneth Schick as she went to the basket. That'll be the first team foul on Gwyneth. And personal foul on Schick and the first team foul on Tuscola. But Connor in the act of shooting. First one is good. Shick over at the sideline talking to Coach Sutton. He's drawing something up on the board for her. And Bailey Connor sinks both free throws. Up 8-2. 4:55 to go here in the first. Mountaineers get it across. Gwyneth Schick in the corner back out to Wells. She'll dribble over to Roten. Screen set high by Williamson. Roten spins, tried to hit Julia Wells at the baseline, and it's intercepted by Kylie Leonard. And kind of what happened in the first quarter back on January 9th happening a little bit now. Shot, no good. It was flat, rebounded by Schick. And we can see Wells, she's taking Chandler Lowry defensively.
Oh.
Tried to hit Wells on the wing, and a high pass will go out of bounds and in the seats.
Yeah, and she had plenty of room. She'd got that. She'd have probably been able to drive all the way to the basket.
Leonard sets the screen high on Wells. She'll get past it. Cody going to spin around. 16-footer off, no good. And Williamson had position on Lowry, but could not rein it in and tipped it out of bounds. Inbound Lowry to Macy Devlin from the left wing. Outside the arc, no good. And Roten stepped before she threw it in, and that's a violation. And the ball will go over to Pisgah. Inbounds now to Kylie Leonard, top of the key, go right side to Bailey Connor. Back on the point to Devlin. They'll go. Leonard kicks it out. She dribbled into the paint. Connor's outside to three, no good, and ball's going to roll out of bounds to Tuscola. And, you know, mental mistakes like Roten there, that's just something you really hope your seniors aren't going to do, but in the end, didn't really hurt Tuscola. Forbes got it, kicks it back out to Roten. She'll dribble left side, and Lowry playing bumper cars as she drove towards the basket. Ball out of bounds off Chandler Lowry. Yeah. Roten to inbound baseline. Gets it into Williamson in traffic, and she'll get fouled. And we were running out of time on that one. That'll be on the foul on Lowry. Their second, her first. Wells looking to get it in. Over in the corner to Roten. She'll drive baseline, put up the shot. Won't go. Wells tried to tip it and ended up going out of bounds. Avery's going to the basket, but it's like she's pulling up short.
Right. And
her release is coming out. Not getting enough on it.
Well, it looks like when she's putting that arc up, it's like she's afraid it's getting ready to get tipped.
Pisgah with the walk as they entered into their offensive set. Turnover to Tuscola. Bears still up 8-2. 3:16 to go in the first. Schick gets it to Rote. Back to Schick. Still hadn't crossed midcourt. Now they'll get it down to Wells. They go low. Williamson cut off. Kicks it over the lane. Roten shot won't go. Lowry with a rebound. Goes in the corner to Devlin. She'll drive the baseline. Hangs on the rim. Won't go. Rebound Kendall Williamson. Outlet to Roten. Brings it down the left side and just kind of was trotting along, and Devlin just decided to go in here and try to poke at it.
There we go.
Forbes drove on the give and go, and the basket's good, and she's fouled.
That's going to send her to the line for a shot, and this free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you're wanting to grow your business, call Terrell at WPTL at 648-3576.
Pisgah will sub in Alexis Marcos and Lauren Ballou. Free throw no good. Rebounded by Kylie Leonard. She'll outlet to Lowry. Cross court to Ballou. Lost the handle. Able to kick it back to Jade Cody. She'll drive baseline. Forbes stepped in. Challenged a shot. Wouldn't go. Rebound Kendall Williamson.
Kendall, Roten, a strong presence under the basket so far here in this first quarter.
Roten to Allen, now to Schick. She's on the point, working left. Forbes set the screen high. Wells on the wing, going to drive into the lane, and got a whistle and a foul on. That's going to go on Lauren Ballou. And that's their 15th foul. So, well, nope, fourth team foul. Wells had gone to the line.
Thinking it was the fifth,
but that was the fourth. They were quick getting it on the board. Inbound to Roten in the corner. Gets cut off in the lane. Schick! Wouldn't go. Put it up from about 13 feet. And it was rebounded down low, and Forbes will get fouled again.
I believe that one's going to be on Jade Cody, which will be her second.
The 2:06 to go in the first sends Vesper Forbes to the line.
And that's the free throw shot is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at 648-3576 at WPTL.
First shot, no good. Bailey Connor back in the game. Jade Cody comes out. Forbes second. Good. Another Minette. Scout Ballou in the game now for Pisgah. Chandler Lowry will bring it down. Bears up 8-5. We go under 2 minutes to go in the first. Left side, Bailey Connor. Now Alexis Marcos. They'll feed right side, Chandler Lowry. Wells on her defensively. Looking to work on Wells. Goes in the lane. Had the almost double dribble there. Kicked it out. Scout Ballou down in the paint to Lauren Ballou. And the baseline little jumper's good.
Pass to her aunt.
Yep. 10-5. Schick tried to go down baseline, cut off by Lauren Ballou, and he'll go out of bounds. Wells to inbound for Tuscola. Goes out high to Schick. Now Roten on the point. They go in high post. Kendall Williamson couldn't see anything. Kicks it out to Wells on the wing. Off the rim, won't go, tipped low by Kendall Williamson. So Kendall there about the free throw line, cut to the basket. Tried to get the rebound, but couldn't bring it in. Lowry will bring it down for the Sugar Bears, up 10-5. Minute 12 to go here in the first. Marcos on the right wing. Goes to Ballou. Pulls up over Forbes. Won't go. Forbes, good box out.
Oh.
Gets it. We got bodies on the floor. Picked up by Scout Ballou. Couldn't get it to go. Clanged off the back of the rim. Avery Roten pursued it, and they'll rule it went off Avery Roten. She and another Sugar Bear tangled down there on the baseline. Of course, got to wonder how Forbes got tripped up in the lane.
Right.
Long outlet to Marcos on the inbound. Scal Ballou, left corner. Looks in, can't get it to go. Chandler Lowry with it now on the wing. Jab step, moves right. Marcos swings it. Lauren Ballou going to take the three. Won't go. And nobody boxed out Scout Ballou, and she followed and laid it in. We had four Mountaineers under the basket, but nobody boxed out. Schick about to get double-teamed, and I think she was expecting Kendall to cut up towards the ball, and she didn't. It was intercepted by Pisgah. Shot up by Lowry, no good. Rebound Williamson. Wells will push it down the right side, working on Bailey Connor. Got too far into the basket, and she'll lose it out of bounds. And that's kind of got to have a little more court presence there. She dribbled all the way, but just got too far down underneath the backboard. 12-5, 18 seconds to go. Shot. Bailey Connor won't go. Tip. Schick will pick it up. 10 seconds. Got to hurry. Gets it across to Wells. She'll drive inside the arc. Hangs on the rim. Won't go. Oh. Forbes got a hand on it. Out of bounds with under 2 seconds to go. Got to keep an eye on Marcos right here across midcourt. He'll get it in. Chandler Lowry will just hang on to the basketball. And took a while for that buzzer to go off once it hit zero.
Yeah.
John Anderson here, your host for Good Morning Haywood on WPTL.
And we're announcing open lines all the time, not just at the flea market from 6 a.m. until 9:30. We're going to open those phone lines and see what's going on with you out in Haywood County. So call in and join us. And then we have all your regular features, too, like Johns Hopkins Medical Minute, the Farm Report, and the flea market at 8:30. Remember, open lines all the time. 648-3576, 3577. Good morning, Haywood. Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. on WPTL.
Tuscola basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming live to you from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, this is Tuscola Sports Radio. Charles Allison, Branson Reese getting ready to start the second quarter of girls basketball action. Sugar Bears up 12-5. And kind of odd, they Pisgah didn't try to drive it down and launch one from midcourt. They just, Chandler and I already got it in and kind of took a step or two and then just stalled out.
Yeah, I don't know if they were thinking. Tuscola had pretty much everybody covered, so I guess that's what she was thinking. I don't know or how they drew it up. But.
So Pisgah will start with possession here in the second. Marco's still in the game. Lauren Ballou, Kylie Leonard, Chandler Lowry, and Bailey Connor for Pisgah. Same starters for Tuscola. Lowry will drive right up the middle of the lane and lay it in. 14-5. Schick to Wells. Gets it across midcourt. Oh. Just put it right in the hands of Kylie Leonard. Outlet. Lowry will fake the shot. Got Roten off her feet. Missed it. Kendall Williamson with a rebound. To Wells, she'll pull up. The jumper tried to bank it high, wouldn't go. Lowry brings it down for the Bears. Got Marcos, but the pass spun her away from the basket. And now Marcos will lose it out of bounds there in front of the bleachers. Inbound to Wells, working on Alexis Marcos. They go high to Williamson. Roten on the wing. The shot, no good. Mount is just not getting anything to go much here in the first quarter.
Fall. Yeah.
At least from a distance.
The 5 points that Tuscola does have in that first quarter were all Vesper Forbes.
Lowry works left, right side, across the lane. DeMarco's shot, no good. Rebound Williamson, and then had trouble handling it. Able to pick it up, gets it to Schick. Marcos will pick up Schick at midcourt. Wells spins in the lane, trying to put up a shot. No call. Finally, they'll get something. I think Wells got to realize against the home team, not going to get calls in the lane.
Yeah, you're not going to get that here.
So Wells to the line, shooting two. That foul on Kylie Leonard, her first. And now they can't even get the free throws to go.
And this free throw shot is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at WPTL at 648-3576.
So Wells, first second free throw good. It's 14-6. Lowry will bring it down, works left, and we're going to get an illegal screen high on Lauren Ballou, I think.
If it is, it's going to be her second.
Buzzer went off for no discernible read. I think maybe they're wanting to know, maybe they didn't get who the foul was on. And now the clock's gone out. Now they got to remember how much time was on it.
Well,
I think they had a question initially on who the foul was on. And it looks like Jack Webb's going to help him out down there with the time on the clock. Maybe. I'll be the first to admit I didn't look. I was looking more to see who the foul was going to be on. I thought it was on Lauren Ballou. They've still not posted since the previous foul on Kylie Leonard. And 6:34, and that's as much info as we're going to get.
And now they put up the foul.
And it was on Lauren Ballou, her second. Mountaineers tried to get it across, stolen by Bailey Connor. Lowry makes the shot, and kind of a late little push there by Julia Wells. That didn't help the cause much.
No, that'll be Julia's first and team first here in the second quarter.
If she was going to foul her, it would have been more beneficial to have done it before the shot got off. Pushes the Pisgah lead to 10. With a chance to push it out to 11, and she does. 17-6. 6:27 to go, and now we got a whistle and a stoppage of play. And Coach Holloway going to take a full timeout with 6:27 to go here in the second. And this timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, lawn, and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware located in Delwood, one great location with great customer service. And Branson. Oh, that Lowry must have got her, 1,000th point. So Coach Holloway taking the time out to stop the game and retrieve the ball and hand it to Chandler Lowry. So the full timeout here in the first at 6:27. Chandler Lowry, I think, would kind of hard to hear the PA here. I think it was maybe her 1,000th point. Which is not bad.
Right.
So after the timeout, Tuscola, I thought maybe he was getting ready to draw up some sort of press here. Mountaineers get it in, Roten at midcourt, over to cross to Schick. About to get trapped, gets it across to Roten. Roten spins, looks to go in the lane, goes to Williamson, takes her away from the basket, though. Dumps it across, left side, Wells won't go. Forbes fighting three bears down there trying to get the basketball. Can't come up with it. Macy Devlin on the left wing to Lowry, and it's knocked out of bounds by Wells. Joe, you got to be careful. You're starting to show a little bit of frustration.
Yeah, need to kind of preserve that one foul.
Connor dribbles into the arc, and nobody was where she threw the ball as Lauren Ballou cut towards the basket, and it'll go out of bounds to the Mountaineers. Schick about to get trapped, gets it down the side to Wells. Forbes wide open out of the basket, sticks it up, can't get it to go, but she's fouled.
That one might be on Lauren Ballou, and that'd be her third.
And that's going to get Jade Cody up.
That is on Lauren Ballou. And this free throw shot is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, give Terrell a call at WPTL at 648-3576.
When Coach Sutton looks at the stats after this one, missed free throws is going to be one that really burns him up a little bit, I believe. First one no good. Second one on the way. Off the back.
Either.
Rebounded by Connor, but then a foul. I believe that is going to go on Avery Roten.
And that'll be Avery's first team second.
Seventeen-6, Pisgah in the lead, 5:37 here in the first half. Cross court. Macy Devlin in the lane, drives, won't go. Rebounded by Kylie Leonard. She'll dribble it back out to the free throw line. And Devlin hits Cody low. It still won't go. Pisgah would be up by a whole lot more if they were hitting those shots down inside.
And you kind of think that we would be a little bit closer if we had hit these, you know, have hitting these free throws as well.
Schick just tried to throw it cross court. And I don't know if you'd have stacked Avery on top of another Avery. She could have got it. Chandler Lowry brings it down. Now Connor, right side, Macy Devlin, outside the arc, way off. Rolls all the way back to her, though. Picks it up, goes into Roten. No call. Leonard gets the rebound, goes up with it, tried to underhand it in. Couldn't get it to go, but she's fouled.
And I believe that one's going to be on Kendall Williams.
That ball rebounded almost straight down into the lane and literally rolled between eight opposing players all the way back out to Macy Devlin. That don't see that often. Kylie Leonard's first free throw good.
You know, right here, they were battling for the ball. I didn't see Kylie Leonard go back up, so I didn't think it was a non-shooting.
Didn't think it was a shooting foul.
Yeah.
Well, Cody rebounds out long, saves the possession for Pisgah. Back to Cody on the wing. Looks in the corner to Leonard. Doesn't want to put it there. They give and go to Cody from Bailey Connor in the lane, and the little jumper's good. 20-6. Wells, almost a walk. Hits Roten on the left wing. Cross court, Schick, tipped by Cody, but it'll go out of bounds at midcourt. Mountaineers' pass in this half has just been sketchy.
Not like it has been the last few weeks, for sure.
Wells inbound to Schick. Going to get trapped in the corner, and Cody just put that paw up there and knocked it back and then stole it. Lowry, jumper off the front of the rim, won't go. Kylie Leonard tips it down into Jade. Cody still can't get it to go. Tipped off Kendall Williams. You know, that's the amazing thing. They're not hitting shots in the lane at all, but the Mountaineers just can't. They can tip it and get it knocked out of bounds, but they can't roll it in.
Right. There we
Wells
go,
tips the inbound, though, by Lowry. So she'll bring it down, and got to be a block because there's no way Bailey Connor had position, and that's correct. That should be the fifth team foul, but it's player control, so we don't shoot. I'm going to get somebody who knows basketball officiating to explain that to me. Inbound to Forbes. Oh, nice pass over to Schick, but just way too strong. Had an open look at the basket, but just too much gas.
Yeah, another one of those quick shots right fast. Should have took a time.
Devlin, Jade, Cody outside the arc, won't go. Kylie Leonard with another rebound down low. Then another shot up, no good, and Roten will come down with it. And we get a foul on, I think that's 12, and that'll be Jade Cody.
Wow.
And finally, we'll go to shoot the bonus now.
That'll be her.
Taking a while. Roten to the line. First one, no good.
Free throw sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, give Terrell a call at WPTL at 648-3576.
Segment on the way, rolls out.
Oh,
Cody with a rebound. 3:47 to play in the half. Mountaineers have scored 1 point in the second quarter. Bailey Connor cross court. Macy Devlin going to take the three, and it's good. 23-6. Wells to Schick. We're still in the backcourt. Going to push it now. Get trapped. Goes by Cody. Ooh, pulls up. High post pass. Entry to Williamson. She'll go try to lay it in. Won't go. Rebound by Kylie Leonard. Cut in front of Vesper Forbes. Chandler Lowry picks up her dribble. Feeds it to Devlin. Almost stuck. They tip it back out to Lowry. Now Bailey Connor. It's short. Nobody's down low, but Roten, everybody pulled away.
Yeah.
Got to get down there. They're missing shots. Got to be able to get those rebounds.
Man.
We got a timeout. And I believe that's on. Pisgah's called that timeout with 3:05 to go here in the second. And this timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Dellwood. One great location with great customer service. So, a little bit of box out there. That's the other thing. If the Mountaineers could get some of these rebounds defensively, I mean, Pisgah's giving them every opportunity in the world with these missed shots in the lane.
Yeah, and I think right now the sticking point for me is the free throws we've missed. Would we be tied up 23-23? No, but it would be a lot closer than what it is right now.
3:04 to go. Inbound. Roten gets it to Williamson. To Schick. Ball fake. Goes in the paint to Williamson. She'll kick it out to Roten. Drives. Puts up the runner. No good. Tipped back by Samantha Horton to Gwenna Schick. So first we've seen a Samantha tonight. Roten baseline. Shot blocked by Kylie Leonard. Long pass to Marcos. Lost the handle as she came down, and it goes off her leg. Wells is going to push it past Marcos and Scout Ballou. Drives. Shot up. No good. Tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with Tuscola off Chandler Lowry. Inbound. Wells, the runner from the baseline. Go. Finally, we get a basket this quarter. 23-8.
Now, that one hit right the front. Got the perfect bounce.
2:25 mark. Lowry goes around a screen set by Leonard, then gives it back up to Leonard. Thought about it, shuffled her feet outside the arc. Roten came up on her tight. Cross court, Marcos gives it over to Devlin. She'll drive on the screen set by Leonard, kicks it out. Scout Blue from the corner is good for two. We go under 2 minutes to play in the half. Schick down to Horton. They got bodies in the ball, and it's touched out of bounds by Samantha Horton right there at the baseline. Ball was loose, but when Samantha reached down to pick it up, it was on the line. 25-8, Lowry. Devlin on the right wing now. Pulls up, thought about it, goes low to Leonard. Leonard caught, hits Scout Blue on the feet in the lane, and she's fouled.
I believe they called that one on Kendall.
And we'll go on Kendall Williamson, her second, team's fourth, but in the act of shooting. So Scout Blue will go to the line and roll the first one in. Seguin bounces off to the left. Picked up by Avery Roten. Marcos on Roten now defensively. Lowry just bumps into Roten. No call.
Wow.
Staggers back like she had been assaulted.
There we
go.
And
they kick it out to Wells on the wing, and it's good for two. Marcos, long pass, took her off her feet. She's able to come back down with it, get it to Ballou. Kylie Leonard going to drive. Cuts in between Kendall Williamson and Schick. And that's going to be on Kendall. That's her third.
Wow, that's back-to-back.
That was a tough one to pick up here right before halftime, so that's going to get Vesper Forbes off the bench. On the way, and good. So Forbes will check in for Williamson. So with Samantha Horton back out on the floor now. Leonard's second free throw rolls, and Roten comes down with a rebound, tipped out from behind by Scout Blue. It'll stay with Tuscola. Inbound to Wells.
That was close.
Yes. Wells cuts between two defenders, puts it up, won't go. Forbes follows, can't get it off the rim. Horton got a hand on it. It's picked up by Scout Ballou. Macy Devlin down. Cross court. Lowry working on Wells. Got to be careful, going to pick up a foul, and she did. That one last step, sticking that leg out, got her. Be Julia's second. Lowry to the line is good. Second one's good.
28-10.
45 seconds to go in the half. Long pass to Roten. Schick comes down with it. Cross court. Wells. Oh, wouldn't go. Rebound by Lauren Ballou. For Pisgah. 30 seconds. Devlin cross court to Scout Ballou. Kicks it back out. Chandler Lowry on the point. Now back to Ballou. Marcos going to drive. Cut off by Schick. She'll try to put it up anyway. Rebound Forbes. 14 seconds for the Mountaineers to score. Roten gets it across. Working on Marcos. Down in the corner. Wells will take the shot inside the arc. Can't get it to go. Good follow. Forbes able to tip it over across the lane to Samantha Horton. And the Mountaineers will get the last basket before the buzzer, making it 29-12 as we go to the break. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Charles Allison, Branson Reese back here with you at halftime, and it's going to be an extended halftime because I guess we've got, I don't know, homecoming and winter homecoming.
Well, I would call it winter coming and hopefully gone. So
yeah, we've had enough of winter. We finally got a taste of it, and we'll be glad to see it leave.
Yeah.
Of course, I think the groundhog messed us over.
Yeah, unfortunately. But, you know, the funny thing is, the way that, you know, the groundhogs hibernate and stuff, I did get a picture today up in my backyard, and a groundhog showed up. And from what I could tell, there was no shadow. So maybe that shadow can from Punxsutawney Field be up there and not us.
Meanwhile, that old Sulphur Springs.
Yeah.
little different story. Of course, we got, I guess this is winter court or whatever they call it. Then we've got Legacy Dance supposedly coming out tonight.
Yeah, at
so,
halftime of the
we got a lot of time to kill and short time to get there, as they say in the song. But was listening earlier on the way down to the Wise Guys, and they had the head girls coach on from Irwin, and they've got probably a more interesting dilemma than we've got here in the Mountain Eight right now. I think the way the coach from Irwin was talking, they've not had any practice now in over a week.
No.
And looks like they're going to be playing three straight nights. And they were kind of talking about how, well, that's kind of like the conference tournament before the conference tournament. The other thing interesting about the MAC and the girls, they got a five-way tie for second place right now. So
right.
Apparently they're kind of just killing each other right now.
Yeah, and it's the funny thing is, you know, I get to see all this. You know, I work with a couple of guys that one in particular, his daughter plays for Irwin, and we were talking about it because even last week, you know, when they moved our Friday game to last Thursday, I asked him, I said, are they moving y'all to Thursday? And he said, no. He says, we're going to Reynolds tomorrow night. I'm like, may not be going to Reynolds tomorrow night.
Don't think they made it.
And, yeah, so they, of course, they've not practiced, like you said. They've not been able, of course, I think Lisa Estrin up that way up towards Madison, you know, they got just like all the rest of us, you know, a lot of snow and ice. So, they've been, I guess, house ridden, and they've not been able to get out. And and everything. So.
Of course, I think they've got, in our conference, the situation we've run into, there was some games, because they had pulled some games up from Friday to Thursday to beat the Storm, they were not able to play some other games. And so now I think there's two games scheduled for this Saturday. I think Pisgah and West is one of them, which girls-wise is going to be interesting because right now Pisgah's 10-0, West Henderson's 9-1.
Right.
So chance to West to kind of control their own destiny a little bit, looking ahead as we get ready to wrap the season, regular season up, which ends on Tuesday. Biggest issue for us right now, we're the number 5 seed. We're a half game up on East Henderson at 4-7, and they're 3-7. But East has got Pisgah on Friday night, so that will probably put everybody back in the position of where we are tonight before this game. And then they've got to turn around, and Pisgah's got to turn around and play North on Saturday.
Yeah.
East has North on Saturday before they've got to come play us on Tuesday.
Right.
So
and, yeah, and so that's
so they're looking, you know, East is looking to go probably over the next two games 1-1. And we stand a chance. We've got Brevard on Friday. We stand an equal chance of going 1-1. So we've got, you know, that game Tuesday night against East is maybe pretty big for seeding.
Yeah, it's going to be, to me, it's really big because, you know, the girls, you know, they get, depending on what, you know, doesn't look like it's going to happen tonight, unfortunately, you know, Friday night, you got to get that win against Brevard. I mean, that game's huge. But also, you've got to play, hopefully, a little luck in your favor, too, with East. But it all comes down to next Tuesday night, and they need to play very well and, you know,
kinda
need shut to be, down East.
Kind of need to be on – well, because, you know, that fifth seed, let's face it, is not a bad place to be because you're playing the number 4 seed.
Right.
And that's probably either going to be, I think, Smoky or Franklin.
And I'd rather be Frank or Smoky.
Smoky,
yeah.
Exactly. But, you know, it's a 4-5 matchup on paper, at least, looks like a winnable situation. Or
yes.
You feel better about it coming in. And so, but Mountaineers kind of got a, like I said, right now, down 29-12 at the half. But like you said, Brevard coming in on Friday. Brevard's struggling this year. They're down at the bottom of the conference. I don't think they've won a conference game. So a chance for Tuscola to pick up a win on Friday. But like I said, East is probably, when all things shake out after Saturday night, East should beat North,
right.
I would think. So kind of the situation we were in before, you know, being up a half a game coming into tonight's game, will probably be after Saturday in the same boat, up a half a game with a
yes.
chance to really push it ahead on Tuesday. So we'll take a break. We come back from the Halftime Show, which is brought to you by Papertown Equipment Rental, a store that delivers equipment, customer service, and great prices. Why buy it when you can rent it? Call 565-2737. We'll be back after this. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Orndorff, the host of Weekend in the Country. Each week, we travel back in time for a countdown of the top 20 songs from a weekend of years gone by. Now, in addition to playing some of your all-time favorite songs, we'll have fun facts about those tunes and about the great country performers of our lifetime, plus a slice of life to help us remember how things were back then. So be sure to join me for every Weekend in the Country.
Saturdays at noon on WPTL.
Tuscola Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Tuscola Basketball is sponsored by Crossroads Ford, Mike's Heating and Air, Mountain Credit Union, Haywood Ace Hardware, Forker Contracting, Vestas Uniform Service, Papertown Equipment Rental, WPTL, and A1 Storage. And I don't know, Branson, we may not have the Legacy Dancers tonight. I don't see their entourage is rather large, and I don't see them around. And it looks like winter court is breaking up, and varsity boys for Pisgah are getting ready to come out and warm up a little bit. So
yeah.
They may have decided to forego the dance routine tonight.
I'm afraid it's going to come in at halftime of the boys' games. I'm afraid it's going to happen.
Oh.
because I have heard rumblings that they were going to dance tonight, and the problem was, I think a few of them were upset that they weren't going to get to dance towards our crowd. So,
well, 6:23 to go here at the half. Lady Mountaineers down 29-12. We'll be back on the air with you Friday night. We finish up after this. We finish up at home. So after that big long road swing we had through Henderson County, we get kind of a nice schedule. Not quite as nice as Franklin's, but
right.
we get a nice schedule to wrap things up with Brevard coming to us on Friday, and of course East Henderson coming in to wrap things up on Tuesday, and that is of course weather permitting. But I think we're going to be in pretty good shape going forward.
Yeah, I hope so, because I've not played golf in over a month, and I'm starting to have withdrawals.
I'm afraid if you were to play golf right now, the two things would happen. If you hit it in the mud, it's going to stick. And if you hit some of that stuff that's not thawed out yet, it's going to take a hop like you've not seen.
And you're right. And that, more than likely, it's going to plug in the out in the fairways, and it'll be hard to look for. But yeah. the good thing is I hit a neon green ball, so it'll be kind of easy to pick up walking across.
You might need a shovel to get
true
to dig it out.
Yeah. Like, or something like one of those corkscrews that you know, for a wine bottle. But, you know, there again, I also have played, you know, and hit a great shot into the green, and it was frozen and not know it, and it bounced just as high as it came in. So you never know this time of year.
Yeah, Pisgah, they've got left. They go to East Henderson on the 6th. Their makeup game with West will be Saturday night at home. And then they've got Brevard. Their Brevard comes to Pisgah. So Brevard making two straight trips to Haywood County on Friday and Tuesday. So Pisgah will wrap things up at home against Brevard on next Tuesday night. West has got Smokey, I think, Saturday. They got North Henderson on Friday night, and then they've got Franklin on Tuesday at Franklin.
Okay.
So West coming in right now at 9-1. And they played East, I think, back on the 29th and won. So they've got Brevard. Wait a minute. They've already played Brevard, too. They got that one out of the way, I think. No, that one was on Friday, so I guess they've got to move it to Saturday. So confusing. Yeah, Smokey right now is in actually, I think Smokey's in fourth now. Franklin's in third. So Mountaineers, if they can hang on to that fifth spot, and, of course, the tournament, supposedly the tournament's all going to be played at Smokey.
Right.
And they were hoping, in the past, they've played the semifinals and finals at the host school, but talk was last week that they were hoping to play all rounds at the host school. So likely to get Smokey at Smokey anyway.
Yeah,
either way.
Either way, and, you know, it's kind of odd, though, to me, you know, how we've done it for the last several years, and now they're wanting to go and do all the games, kind of like what we was doing the MAC several years ago before we came back over to the Mountain.
We spent a lot of time at T.C. Robertson.
We did.
one week back a few years back when we were back in the MAC the last time. Enjoyable trip, though. Just, you know, T.C. was always – they used to serve Iannucci's pizza in the concession stand, which, of course, Iannucci's is no more. But TC, and, of course, I know occasionally the AD there, when they had some leftovers, he would bring us a few slices out after the last games were over.
Right, and, of course, you know, I believe it was, well, during that time for we were at, well, where did we? I think we went to West as well, did we not?
We've been to West. We've been to TC. Of course, West, we were, I guess, back in the Mountain 7 or whatever.
Right, before we came over.
We've been at West. I remember one year, I guess this was back when Landon and those guys were playing, we were at North, and that's when we went to the finals.
Right.
At North, got beat by North. Those were some heady times. And then I don't, you know, those battles with North Buncombe, you know, 10 years ago, I'm not even remembering where the tournament was then.
Yeah, I know.
I'd have to go back through my notebook.
Yeah, but I remember the – seems like it, TC, though, we got to go to that where they had the food, the catered food. And I believe Iannucci's was catered that one
now,
year.
I do remember, too, early on when we started broadcasting, the tournament was at Earl.
Okay.
And we which was the place we eventually stopped going to, kind of based on the location we were broadcasting from. But behind the trophy case.
Yeah.
So we've had some interesting places over the years to observe and report a basketball game from.
Correct. And you know, and at TC, you know, they had those decks or whatever you want to call it.
I think they were maybe for, because you know, that's, you know, TC's got theater seats on one side that also serves as an auditorium.
Right.
I think those platforms, and they were foldable.
Right.
You could pick them up and fold them up against the wall. I think they were for like spotlights. It was a spotlight stand. But, and then of course I remember there was another broadcaster there. He brought a cardboard table and just set himself up there in the bleachers.
Yeah.
At TC, so just,
well, even those COVID years, you know, we were having to set up. They set us in one spot over there that one year, and we were having to set up more or less in that the like stadium seat on their home side.
So the Mountaineers will start with possession here in the second half, down 29-12. Coming live to you from the Stevenson Pest Control press box in the high post to Kendall Williamson, tried to kick it out of Roten, stolen away by Bailey Connor, and then Julia Wells will pick it back up in the backcourt and tried to drive and got cut off by Bailey Connor. No foul either way, and Wells still on the floor. The drive by Pisgah, no good. Rebounded by Avery Roten, and Wells back up and back in action. So Pisgah missed the shot after the steal. Ball tip. Roten tried to get it out. Chandler came down with it. Lowry, and she'll drive, and the layup no good, and she's fouled.
Let's see who they call that up.
Avery Roten, her second. First team foul here in the third quarter. First free throw on the way. If I recall, there is one other set of games tonight. Now what? Okay. Officials, they get it in now, finally, to Pisgah. Bailey Connor on the right wing. Now over to Macy Devlin. She'll drive baseline, cut off by Vesper Forbes. They'll kick it out. Connie Leonard from the corner, no good. Rebound, Kendall Williamson. She'll outlet to Roten. He'll get it to Julia Wells and cross midcourt. Sugar Bears up now 30-12. And Roten tried to feed Kendall Williamson, wasn't looking. She was cutting towards the basket without the ball. And a steal by Leonard in the lane.
Man.
I have people patting me on the shoulder, and I have no idea who they are. Oh, okay. I assume they're friendly. So now we're going to get a timeout. I don't know if they were getting ready to shoot free throws or not, but Coach Sutton going to take a timeout here at the 6:46 mark, down 30-12. And this timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood, one great location with great customer service. Things have seemed a little disjointed with the officiating crew since halftime.
Yeah.
Kind of, we go get a foul, we go to shoot, and we realize we're not shooting, and then we go out of bounds, and kind of
too many Coca-Colas in the dressing room.
May have been. Yeah, who have you got Sunday in the Super Bowl?
I'm not. I don't care. I'm not going to watch it. It has nothing to do with the halftime show. I am totally disinterested in this game. Football has ended for me. I have moved on to hockey. Hurricanes, although they did give up a 3-0 lead over the weekend, that was painful.
Yeah.
So now we are shooting. So Kylie Leonard to the line. First free throw good. Second one on the way is off the rim, rebounded by Vesper Forbes to Roten to Wells. And Roten and Wells, Wells tried to hit Williamson, intercepted. Outlet, Bailey Connor, the layup's good. Into Williamson, high post, low, there's the feed that we're looking for. The basket by Vesper Forbes is good. Lowry, right side, over to Devlin. She'll pull up, take the three, and buries it.
Can't leave him out.
36-14, Pisgah in the lead. Schick, and I just can't bounce past that. Got tipped back out there to Avery Roten. Roten going to drive, put up the runner, it's good. Roten saw an opening. Nobody came out on her, so she drove and put it in. Lowry skips left and right. Devlin with it now on the wing. Roten starting to come out there on her. They'll go high to Kylie Leonard. The jumper no good. Rebound by Bailey Connor. Just follows and drives and really just kind of lethargic rebounding there. Roten inside the arc. Takes the jumper. No good. Rebound Jaden Cody for Pisgah. Cody works to the left elbow, kicks it out to Connor, right side, Devlin down low. Kylie Leonard backs down Vesper Forbes, shot no good. Rebound Avery Roten. Schick gets it across midcourt. Ooh, Wells hadn't quite got over. That high post pass in the lane, and we got a timeout by Coach Sutton. I thought they were getting ready to call something.
I did too there for a minute.
They're trying to hit. I see the play they're running. They're trying to hit Kendall there in the high post. It'll feed down low to Forbes. It's worked once, but Pisgah, they're threading a mighty small needle right there.
Yeah, and they're there quick, too. That's the thing. Jade Cody has got quick feet, and plus she's got, let's admit, she's got a long arm stretch,
too. Yep, she's got some reach, too. Those passing lanes get a lot smaller when she's out there. Timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood, one great location with great customer service. Some news today. The Washington Post has shut down their sports page.
Wow.
Apparently they're getting ready to go through a bunch of layoffs. Everybody, I think I read this morning they were told everybody was told not to report to work, which was the first indication of doom.
Wow.
Of course, Washington Post owned by Jeff Bezos, so it's not like he's not got money.
Yeah.
He just wants them to make money, I guess. Wells inbound to Williamson. Looking on the wing. Now gives it over to Gwyneth Schick at the point. The ball got tipped. Going to Wells. Forbes tried to go out and get it. Couldn't get there. Chandler Lowry with the steal. Out to Macy Devlin for three. Won't go. Rebound of the paint by Cody. The turnaround is good. Gwyneth Schick drives. Tried to put it up. Couldn't get it to go. Forbes. Her putback wouldn't go. Rebound by Jade Cody. Devlin cut off on the baseline by Roten, but gets the shot up and hangs on the rim and goes in. 42-16, Bears with the lead. Wells to Schick. Still not across midcourt. Now we're there. Gets it to Julia. Left side, Roten. Looking inside, trying to hit Williamson. Can't get it in there. Roten drives. Tip by Cody into Forbes. And finally, Vesper with a very grouchy look. Finally gets a foul called on Kylie Leonard.
That'd be Kylie Leonard's second.
First team foul for the Bears here at home. Inbound is stolen by Cody. Tried to get it to Chandler Lowry, and they'll rule it off Schick. Surprise, surprise. Cody on the inbound now to Lowry. 3:43 to go in the third. Bears up 42-16. Connor, Devlin. Looks low to Leonard. Goes up. Forbes cut her off from the basket. Shot was short. Rebound by Forbes. She'll outlet to Schick. Now Roten back to Schick. Still hadn't crossed midcourt yet. Now we'll swing it over to Julia Wells. She'll drive. Wow. The scoop shot won't go. Williamson and Connor going to tie up outside the lane, and the arrow goes to Pisgah. Scout Ballou, Alexis Marcos check in, also Lauren Ballou. Connor, Cody, and Leonard out for the Sugar Bears. Lowry across midcourt, right side, over now to Devlin. In the corner to Lauren Ballou, cut off by Forbes. Tried to go around her, picks up a dribble, ball tipped by Wells on the floor. We got Forbes trying to come down with it. Arrow should go to Tuscola. Three minutes to go in the third. Schick going to bring it up. Picks up her dribble, gives it over to Wells. Now back to Schick. Down to Roten. They feed Williamson in the lane. Tried to go up, but stolen away by Scout Ballou. To Lowry. Long pass. Tried to hit Devlin. Way too high. Schick. Wells. Schick. Wells going to just go ahead and dribble it now. Tried to get Avery Roten on the wing, tipped out of bounds by Lauren Ballou. Roten inbound. They go high post to Williamson. Tied up. Out on the wing to Roten. Roten, shot, no good. Forbes trying to get some room underneath. Backed out.
Ah.
Put up a shot, no good. Rebound Lowry. Trying to hit Marcos and stuffed by Julia Wells.
And are they going to call a foul?
Yep.
Ah. That's probably Julie. I think it's her third.
Wells came away patting her hands like, no, no, that was ball. Marcos missed the first one. Segment on the way. Won't go. Rebound, Avery Roten. She'll bring it herself. Got to watch it. Lowry's behind her. Now they'll clear. Long pass. Oh. Tried to hit Wells too long. Wells almost bumped into Lauren Ballou. Ballou put it in the air. Wells now diving for the ball on the floor. We got Ballou over the top of her. And a foul going to be called on Scout Ballou. Diving like it was on the last egg roll at Happy Garden. Yep. Couldn't decide where to take it out. She went. They sent Julie to the end zone and pulled her back out in front of the bench. Inbound now to Roten. Working on Scout Ballou. Picks up the dribble. Shot. No good. Rebound by Devlin. Roten going to try to cut her off. Watch the push. Now they'll get it down to Lowry. They go low. Marcos hung in the air, got it up and over. Kendall Williamson, 44-16. Chick looking to trap. Nobody there. And stolen by Scout Ballou to Chandler Lowry. The layup wouldn't go. They kick it back out. Lauren Ballou, jumper. That didn't have a prayer. Marcos trying to save it in front of the bench. Puts it right in the hands of Avery Roten. Avery kind of spinning there. Kind of, I think she forgot she could dribble just a minute. They go high into Williamson now. Schick going to take the three. Banks it in for three.
And that three-point shot sponsored by a Forger contractor.
Chandler Lowry on counter with a three, top of the key. We go under a minute to play in the third. 47-19. Schick to Williamson. I tried to hit Roten, and it hit off of Ballou's leg. They'll feed Marcos. The layup's good. And the lead is 30 at 45 seconds to go. Wells, they go in high to Williamson. Trying to get some room against Ballou. Ball's on the floor. We got bodies askew and a whistle. And called the foul on Lowry.
Yeah, well, that's her third, too.
Thank goodness for small favors. So the Mounties will keep the ball. That's a third team foul. Wells inbounds to Horton, to Williamson. In the corner, Wells, right side, won't go. Forbes with the rebound, put it back, won't go. Kendall follows, tried to get the rebound, but it got picked out of her hands. Pass, Marcos couldn't handle it under the basket. Wells with a steal, brings it back up. 17 seconds. Going to drive, went up with a shot, won't go.
Be
the foul is on, is that on Kylie Leonard, I believe.
It is, and it'll be her third.
So Wells to the line to shoot two. Won't go.
And these free throws are sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at WPTL at 648-3576.
Segment on the way. Won't go. Forbes with a rebound. Tried to get it out to Wells and does. Julia drives the hook. Couldn't get it to go. Forbes another rebound. And a whistle down. Well, thought they'd get ready to call a foul the way he stepped in, but that's going to be a jump ball, and it goes to Pisgah with 5.5 seconds to go here in the third. Into Devlin. Wells going to pick her up. Leonard with a screen high. The jumper, no good.
And
that one about knocked the wind out of Wells, and she's going to pull that T-shirt up over her head to kind of hide the emotion there.
Yeah, that was
Leonard was set. That's what I'm saying. That's a communication issue. You got to call out that screen to your teammate.
And
we'll take a break. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming live to you from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, this is Tuscola Sports Radio. Girls basketball action. Lady Mountaineers down by 30, 49-19, as we get ready to start the fourth quarter. And Branson, the running clock rule looms precipitously
right here
as we start the fourth. Mountaineers with possession. They tried to go into Williamson. The ball's loose in the lane.
Forbes able to save it, gets it to Horton, put up a shot, and she's fouled. And Jade Cody is perplexed.
And that is going to send Sam Horton to the line. This free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, give Carol a call at WPTL at 648-3576.
So Sam's first free throw. Ooh. Came in, thought she had it. Got a little flat there, lied at the last second. Second one on the way. Back of the rim. No good. Rebound Leonard. Beats to Lowry. Left side, Bailey Connor. Devlin into the lane. Leonard missed the shot. Got challenged by Forbes, and Lowry's going to bump Wells. And Julia stepping, knowing that Pisgardy with two fouls here in the quarter. That'll be the fourth on Chandler Lowry. Roten on the wing to Wells. Noticed on that one, Pisgah kind of let Tuscola go ahead and bring it up. They didn't try to trap there at midcourt like they've been doing. Roten in the lane. The runner won't go. Forbes follows. Couldn't get it to go. Ball's loose. It'll go off Vesper Forbes. Vesper getting some putbacks, just not getting enough angle to get it to go. Lowry down. Cross court over to the right side, Devlin. They go inside. Lowry from the left side of the lane. The jumper won't go. Rebound, Samantha Horton. So now Avery Roten going to bring the ball down for Tuscola. As Schick is out of the game. Roten, left side. Wells going to take the three. Buries it.
This three-point shot sponsored by Forger Contracting.
49-22, 6:40 to go. Cody at the top of the key. They'll swing it around right side. Lowry looking in. Lowry going to step inside the arc. Tried to hit Kylie Leonard low. It was tipped. Off balance shot. Won't go. Wells with a rebound. Couldn't bring it in. Picked up by Kendall Williamson. Outlet to Roten. One on four. Might want to hold up, but she's going to drive and lay it in. And a whistle and a timeout. Bye. Coach Sutton with 6:16 to go here in the fourth, and this timeout is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood, one great location with great customer service. Lowry with four fouls. Probably at a point where we could start expecting to see some subs in.
I agree with you on that. But will it?
Considering they've got another game at East Henderson on Friday, and then they're going to have to play also on Saturday, one would think you'd want to.
Yeah.
With a 25-point lead, might want to.
And they may do
rest
that
up a little bit here.
He may let him play and then, you know, do a little bit of rest on Friday night in for Saturday.
So after that timeout, Cody will inbound to Chandler Lowry. Still in the game with four fouls. Works right. Now to Cody. Hits Lowry on the give and go in the lane. The underhand little scoop is good, and a foul on Vesper Forbes, I believe. That's the first foul on Forbes in the game. So Lowry to shoot the and one won't go. Ball's put back up by Leonard and good. 6 minutes to go. 53-24, Pisgah in the lead. Roten to Wells. High post now into Williamson. Working on Kylie Leonard. Going to put the shot. Couldn't get it to go. Followed. Cody got a hand on it. Williamson on the floor. Going to wrap up. And holy cow. That was a little quick.
And there's the subs for Pisgah. Jaden Ballou, Alexis Marcos, Lauren Ballou, Molly Watson, and Scout Ballou. Ballou-palooza. Lauren Ballou with a long three, no good. Tip, Avery Roten picked up. Going to hit Wells on the Big Ben play. Pulls back out of the baseline. Long jumper by Roten, no good. Rebound, Williamson drives, tried to put it up. Blocked by Ballou. Went up again, and she's fouled. And that was Jaden Ballou on the block.
And that's going to send Kendall to the line. This free throw is sponsored by WPTO. If you're looking to grow your business, give Terrell a call at 648-3576.
First free throw by Kendall, no good. If we had a statistician, I would love to know how much rebound she's got tonight, because she's got a bunch.
Right. Where, you know, last week it was a lot from Vesper. Tonight it seems to be Kendall.
Of course, Vesper's had her share. In the corner, Marcos, no good. Rebound, Ballou, goes up, shot, finally lays it in. Actually, correction, that's Molly Watson. 5 minutes to go, 55-24, Pisgah still in the lead. Wells going to lose it at the baseline. The ball's loose down below us here. And the jump ball should go to Tuscola. I saw that ponytail for Watson and just assumed it was one of the Blue girls. Marcos a little easier to figure out. It's curly and it's on top. Long shot from the corner by Roten, no good. Rebounded by Lauren Ballou. She'll get it across over to Marcos on the point. Drives the lane, cut off, kicks it out. The jumper, Molly Watson won't go. Rebound, Avery Roten. 4:30 to play. Roten brings it across midcourt, works left side. Going to go ahead and just take it, banks it, and goes. Use the backboard. 55-26, long pass, Marcos. And got hit from behind after the basket's good.
Probably on Avery Roten.
Maybe. I believe it is. That'll be her third. So Marcos to the line for the and one. Won't go. Rebound Williamson. To Wells across midcourt. Looks, dribbles over the left side. Roten with it now on the wing. Screen set high by Williamson. Roten will work right. Picks up the dribble. Wells on the baseline cut. Bounce pass over to Forbes. Couldn't get it to go. Ooh, Forbes got to be careful. She stepped over in front of Bailey Connor like she was going to block her out. Watson going to drive, won't go. And Ballou just got Forbes by the back of the head.
Wow.
Knocked her to the ground. We get a whistle. But there was no blood on the play, so it's just a turnover to the Mountaineers.
No blood, no foul.
3:40 to go. Roten looks inside. Now goes cross court. Horton takes the jumper. Short. Follows her shot. Put up another one. It's blocked by Ballou. She and Forbes going to tie up. Now Horton going to tie up. And Ballou just swinging bows left and right. That will be Jaden Ballou. That's two shaky ones that's gone by. Chick will check in. For Wells, 3:25 to go, and at this point, might not be a bad idea. Watson will bring it down for Pisgah. Works right. Behind, works on Schick. Screen, that was a moving screen. Out to Ballou for three. Little double forearm kung fu thrust there. Tried to hit Forbes. Scout Ballou tips it out of bounds. And a whole new substitution pattern will come in now. Including some numbers we don't have. 35. 33 is Lana Burke. Not sure who 35 is. 31, Faith Brown. 34 is Jaden Ballou, still in the game. 20 will be Ann Jennings. Or Annie Jennings, excuse me. Down, tried to go low, tipped by Williamson into the hands of Brown. Stolen, Horton, as she comes across midcourt, is going to get fouled, and that should be the fifth on Pisgah. Bears up 60-26 with 2:50 to go. Horton to the line. There was four on the scoreboard before the foul. Now they're saying it's four.
Now they're pulling them off. Okay.
So, Mountaineers inbound. Into the corner. Shot by Amelia Deal, no good. We get a whistle. And tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with the Mountaineers. Roten baseline. In and tipped out by whoever number 35 is. Roten looking deep. Schick was open. Gets it in the corner to Horton. Horton lost the handle as Faith Brown took a swipe at it. Turnover to Pisgah. Watson to bring it down. Gets it across. Over to Atlanta Burke. They'll go left. Burke now over to Faith Brown. Now baseline. Blue spins and stolen by Horton. And Sam got to watch. He got traffic behind her. Feeds Schick. Had a little trouble handling it, so she'll dribble out. Now she'll go towards the baseline. Going to get trapped. Over to Horton. Now the Mountaineers spread out. Roten, top of the key. They go into Williamson, looking to go into the paint. And we'll get a whistle.
And that one is the fifth.
That is the fifth foul.
Send Kendall to the line. And this free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, give PTL a call at 648-3576.
First free throw, no good. Second one on the way. Short. Roten tried to chase it down. Ooh. They'll say it went on Jaden Ballou. Roten will get it in to Schick. Screen set by Williamson. They'll swing it left to Deal. She'll take the next jumper. Won't go. Rattled off the rim. Roten with a rebound. Looking to go back up. Baseline jumper won't go. Ballou will come down with a rebound for Pisgah. Outlet to Jennings. Now Watson looking to drive the lane. Bumps into Williamson and falls backward nearly to the bench and able to get it to go. 62-26. Schick. Little ball fake in the lane. Shot no good. Follow put back by Amelia Deal. Watson to Schick. Goes through defenders and pulls it back out. Brown. Watson will take the three. No good. Ballou with a rebound. Baseline. Cut off by Williamson. Hits Watson in the lane. Spins. Kicks it back out to Brown. Now Jennings. She'll take it on the point. Right side over to Watson in the corner. Jaden Ballou going to take the three. No good. Couldn't get the rebound, though. Picked up by Annie Jennings. Now the ball's loose in the lane and a tie-up between Ballou and Williamson. And I guess we're at the running clock now. I'm bad at math because it's running 62-28.
Yeah. They must have hit that number.
Inbound, the long shot by number 35. Won't go. Ballou with the rebound. Puts it back. Still can't get it to go. Rebound Williamson. Kendall will bring it down for Tuscola. Pull up and take the three. They'll go right side over to Horton. They'll swing it. Schick thought about it. Got grabbed and bumped as she put the shot, and finally we get a whistle. And that'll probably be the last action as Schick will go to the line to shoot the free throw. Usually First free throw is good. And they stop it with a minute four. And hits one of the two to make it 62-29. And that'll do it for girls basketball. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages, to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Lady Mountaineers fall tonight 64-29. We'll get ready to have boys basketball action for you here from Pisgah. Got some news in from the NCHSAA. The weather has kind of wreaked havoc with some of the playoff level events for winter sports. Swimming and diving, all-state swimming and diving events previously scheduled for the 4th through the 7th have been postponed. They will now be conducted on February the 11th through the 14th, which will be next Wednesday to next Saturday. Indoor track and field coming up. Their deadline for qualifiers has been moved to Saturday, February 7th at 9 o'clock. The state championship meets are rescheduled. Of course, in this area, we're looking at 4A, so indoor track and field has been rescheduled to Thursday morning, February the 12th. And then in dual team wrestling, all dual team wrestling scheduled for this week has been postponed. The revised dates are rounds 1 and 2 will be February 10th through the 12th. Rounds 3 and 4 will be February 16th through the 18th. The state finals will be held in Greensboro on Sunday afternoon, February the 22nd. There have been no changes in wrestling to the men's individual regional or state championships. That is just for dual team wrestling. Women's wrestling regionals that were scheduled for the 6th through the 7th have been postponed and now will be held the 10th through the 12th. And then when it comes to basketball, to assist schools with rescheduling challenges, the board will waive the handbook requirement that one of the four allowable games in a two-week period be played on a non-school day, providing additional local scheduling flexibility. And to that end, we've already got a couple of games scheduled in the conference for this Saturday. So, and I believe Pisgah is one of the two, was one of the four schools involved in that. And it says the NCHSAA will continue to monitor conditions statewide and work closely with member schools to address remaining challenges. Any additional changes will be communicated as soon as they are finalized and approved by the board of directors. Pisgah Bears are led by head coach Ben Roadarmer. He's a Pisgah graduate, has also been a basketball coach at Irwin High School and a football coach at Madison High School at one time. And, of course, they're currently 14-5, 7-3 in the conference, currently third place. They lost to Franklin back on January 28th, their last game, 89-53. Mason Putnam, the leading scorer right now, averaging 16.7 points per game. Maddox Wright coming in with 14.2 points per game, and also the leader with 7.5 rebounds per game. They are currently up one on North Henderson in the conference standings. And when this is all said and done, Pisgah is likely to be 3-1 this week. North at best is probably going to be 2-2. So Pisgah likely will lock down that number three seed over the weekend. Tuscola coming in tonight 2-18, 1-10 in the conference. They lost to Franklin back on January 29th. So Tuscola and Pisgah played Franklin back-to-back days. Of course, Franklin having to come across and play Tuscola last week. That game, of course, got moved up to Thursday from Friday. Mountaineers lost 86-48. Tuscola lost to Pisgah at home back on January 9th, 83-59. Gavin Chouinard, the leading scorer right now, 16.2 points per game. Bryce Ferguson coming in at second with 14.2. And Stonewall Strickland still averaging a little over 7 points per game. Jet Bartley still the leading rebounder right now for Tuscola, averaging 6.8 rebounds per game. We'll take a break. We come back. We'll have more. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup, from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684.
Mountain Credit Union is your guide through every season. Hey everybody, it's Chris Angel from Mountain Credit Union. This time of year can bring more than just chilly mornings. It can bring extra expenses too. Your neighbors at Mountain Credit Union have got your back. From holiday budgets to heating costs, our affordable rate loans and savings tools are here to keep you prepared. Because at Mountain Credit Union, commitment to our community isn't seasonal. It's who we are. So stop by one of our local branches today or visit mountaincu.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Charles Allison, Branson Reese back here with you. Of course, looks like Asheville Citizen Times is here tonight and the Mountaineer. So great to have the local media considering the news we got from Washington. You know, the thing is, Branson, back years ago when I worked weekends at the Curb Market, the Washington Post on the weekend, they used to cover, you know, of course, professional sports in D.C., but they covered the University of Maryland in basketball and football. Kind of had some regional coverage with Virginia, but some good ACC coverage used to be in the Washington Post. And, of course, it had fallen off quite a bit, like most newspapers have gone, where they've cut their staff so much.
Well, you don't see a hard copy as much as you used to.
No, you don't. Of course, you know, people will counter and say, well, you know, they put all their online content behind a paywall, but I mean, you have to buy the paper. I can see you having to buy. My whole thing is, can we not get like one big giant? I mean, most of these newspapers are all owned by several corporations anyway. Why can't I get one account with one company and I can read all their papers?
Right.
Because, you know, like in this area, the Citizen Times, the Greenville News, the Knoxville News Sentinel, even the Hendersonville paper now, it's all owned by Gannett.
Yes.
So why can't I just pay Gannett one price, and then I can read all their papers?
It would make sense to do that. That's the reason why that you don't have that.
But instead, they want me to pay for a subscription to the Citizen Times. They want me to pay one for the Hendersonville. And, of course, the Hendersonville paper and the Asheville paper are pretty much the same thing now.
Yeah.
Which is a shame, because the Hendersonville paper, before they got bought out, did a great job covering Henderson County sports. And that's the thing you see. You know, the Mountaineer, let's face it, their staff's down to the point, and they're only printing 2 days a week.
Right.
We're not getting a lot of coverage like we used to get.
No, and you're not. I mean, they're down from, you know, it's 3 days a week. Now you're down to 2 days a week. And that's, I think, one day through the week and then a weekend paper.
And, you know, some editions, they don't even have any sports in
right.
it. So it's not, it's like they don't get, you know, they certainly don't cover on the road much anymore.
Yeah.
So, and in the Citizen Times, you know, of course, that argument on them has always been they're not leaving Asheville to cover a game, but obviously they're here tonight. So,
right.
Which I don't know if that means none of the Buncombe County schools are playing tonight or what. But
well, I do know, like my coworker, he did tell me he got a call about 1:30 that, you know, that they were canceled. So,
yeah, I think they're kind of in the boat over there that they're going to be playing about three straight nights, which is, well, I guess if you're coming up on tournament time, it will get you ready
right.
for the conference tournament, which I'm assuming they're having one too. Of course, now I have seen weather get so bad that some conferences in the past, if the schedule got really screwed up because of snow, they just wiped the conference tournament out.
Right.
to say, you're our champion, you're the number one seed. Because they definitely can't, you know, interfere with the timing of the state playoffs, which I was just reading off some stuff while you were gone, that the NCHSAA has had to reschedule, like, the wrestling, dual wrestling, indoor track. They've had to make some changes. And I think part of the problem was they could not come up with the change dates until they checked with the venues they had to see if they could still get them.
Yeah, because, you know, there's a lot. It's hard to believe that, you know, we got a snowstorm here, but, you know, down on the coast.
I saw stuff from, like, the Outer Banks where they had snow. Saw some more houses going off into the Atlantic Ocean.
Right, and they were category. I mean, it was like a category two. I call it, I think, snowicane is what they were calling.
I think they considered it. Some of the stuff I saw, they considered it a nor'easter. But you know, and of course, Greensboro got hit again. From what I saw over the weekend, for a long time, Raleigh was in what they call the dry hole, and Raleigh really wasn't getting anything. But they made up for it later, I think, on Sunday.
Yeah.
So we're getting ready to bring you boys action here. Tuscola versus Pisgah, the second game of the season on a home-and-home basis. Stonewall Strickland, Jet Bartley, Anthony Massey, Gavin Chenard. And who the other starter may be. Probably Stonewall Strickland. Not much has changed. Oh, Bryce Ferguson. So the same pretty much starting lineup we've had this season, starting tonight for the Mountaineers. Starting for Pisgah, number 3, Isaiah Mintz. Number 10, Maddox Wright. Number 21, Nick Messer. Number 23, Campbell Cruck. And then Mason Putnam. So the Mountaineers already on the court, ready to go as we get started here. Jet Bartley will step in against Maddox Wright. And a ball tipped by Bartley, controlled by Stonewall Strickland. To Bryce Ferguson, left side, Chenard into the lane. He'll pull out. Ferguson, left side, Strickland. Chenard had trouble handling the basketball. It's going to be stolen by Cruck. The drive by Putnam in the basket's good. 2-0, Pisgah. Don't know if Chenard took his eye off the ball for just a second or what happened there, but gave Cruck enough time, and they try to hit Massey, and he can't handle it. And another steal by Cruck. Kicks it out. Putnam are going to drive again. They dump it off in the lane. Blocked as Mintz drove, and it'll go out of bounds to Tuscola. So a break there for the Mountaineers early as we're just underway here at Pisgah. Ferguson thought about pushing it down the floor and then checked up. Right side, Strickland to Bartley, top of the key. They'll swing it left. Bryce Ferguson between the legs in the lane. Spin. Pulls up. Kicks it out. Bartley will take the jumper. May have been kind of tipped by Wright because it was short.
Yeah, I believe it was.
Putnam, Wright, over on the right wing. To Cruck, top of the key. Looks inside. Wright setting up the screen to high post. Mintz into the lane. Trying to back Bartley down. They kick it out to Cruck. Works to the baseline, pulls it back. Now in the lane, cut off by Strickland. They'll go into corner to Messer for three. 5-0 Pisgah. Massey on the wing to Chouinard. He'll pull it back over to Bartley. The give now to Strickland. Into the lane. Pulls up. Shot no good. Putnam with the rebound. They'll feed it to Kruk. Blocked, but a foul on Anthony Massey.
And that'll be Massey's first foul, team first.
So that's going to send Campbell Kruk to the line. Waiting on. Finally, the official over near the scorer's table gives the okay. And Kruk's first free throw is good. Did they change the score? Because it had been 5-0.
Yeah.
And he just must have took some points off the board. 6-0 Bears now. Ferguson in the lane, kicks it out, and I think we got a whistle. Campbell Kruk for the blocking foul as Ferguson went into the lane. Coach Roadarmer shows his displeasure by shaking his head and throwing his hands on his hip, and they go inside. And the basket's good. Mountaineers down 5-2. We go under 6 to play here in the first. Putnam on the wing.
That was a good job by Jet Bartley moving himself in there to get that.
Mintz with the drive, and the basket's good, and that's going to go on Bartley.
Yeah, scored on one end, fouled on the other. That'll be Jets first, team second.
Mintz, second free throw, no good. Bears up 9-2. Massey over to Strickland. To Bartley. Ferguson looking to move on Messer. Kicks it out in the corner to Bartley. Now Chouinard. Thought about going to the lane. Now he will. Pulls up in the air. Dumps it down low. And to Massey trying to get room. Put up a shot. Partially blocked by Maddox Wright. Massey really trying to work and get some room in there. And just Massey will check out. Hayden Setzer in the game now for Tuscola. Inbound to Strickland. Couldn't come up with it. Ball's loose. Bartley going to get a hand on it. Arrow will go to the Bears anyway. Tuscola with two fouls. Maddox Wright tried to drive baseline, dump it in the lane to Mintz. He's surrounded by Mountaineers. He's able to get it out to Putnam. Messer. They'll swing it around to Kruk on the wing, working on Ferguson. Bartley switches. Now to Mintz in the lane. Bartley cuts him off. They hit Messer on the cut. He has to dribble out. And then he passed, tried to hit it to Mintz, and got it too low, and Bartley with a steal in the paint. Ferguson on the right side. Picks up his dribble, needs help. Gets it to Strickland. Stonewall looking to work on Putnam. Hands it off to Bartley. Chouinard, top of the key. The jumper won't go. Tipped by Bartley, but holy.
Oh. Gonna stay.
Stays with the Mountaineers.
Interesting.
Ferguson, inbound, Chouinard, the jumper, short. Kruk with the rebound, he'll push it down the floor, gets it to Messer on the wing. Nick, over to Putnam. Mintz tries to screen out Bartley, and Putnam drives. Chouinard tried to cut him off, the basket's good. 11-2 Bears. Ferguson pulls up, top of the key, jumper, no good. Right, rebound. Outlet to Putnam. Works left. Bounce pass down in the lane to Mintz is no good, but a foul on Bartley. That'll be his second. Hampton and Massey up to check in for Tuscola.
And as Charles said, that is the second foul on Jet, third team foul.
Mintz to the line. Up and on the way. First one no good. Massey and Hampton check in. Bartley and Ferguson will check out. Mintz, second shot is good. Camden Robinson will check in for Pisgah. Isaiah Mintz will check out. Shenard will inbound to Hampton and then get it back. They get it across midcourt. Massey on the left wing. To Hampton on the point. Working right. Over to Setzer. In the corner to Hampton. Dribbles baseline and gets pushed out of bounds by Camden Robinson. Inbound, Strickland. Turnaround, banks it in and good.
Nice shot right there by Stonewall.
12-4. 3:20 to go in the first. Putnam. Thought they might call a foul on Strickland. There was some contact. Putnam able to put it in. Of course, Putnam went up into him. Not that that matters. Strickland. Right side, Massey. Jab step. Now he'll pull it back. Setzer, head fake. Moves around. Over to Hampton. Gets it to Ferguson, who was moving right. The pass went left. He tried to save it, put it right in the hands of Kruk. Up and over Setzer, and the basket's good. Whistle. Timeout, Coach Messer. 2:48 to go in the first. Bears up 16-4. And this timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Dellwood. One great location with great customer service. And Branson, kind of the same age-old problem we've had all season, just get off to a cold start shooting. And our keys to the game, which are sponsored by Bethel Storage, are you looking for the place to store all your stuff? Bethel Storage can help you store all your precious items in one safe, convenient location called Bethel Storage. You know, coming out hot was something needed to happen. They've just not been able to do it this season much. And Shenard, who at one point was averaging over 20 points a game, his average is dropping down into the, I think, 16, just a little over 16 points now. And nobody's really picking up the slack. Strickland's hanging around about where Strickland has been.
Right.
As is Ferguson.
Yeah.
But they need that one player, somebody, to step up and start sinking some buckets.
Right, and you keep looking up and down the bench on who it could be, but, you know, he's got kids up now on from the JVs, and it's tough.
Setzer from the corner. Off the rim, won't go. Strickland fights for the rebound. It's tipped, and Ferguson going to let it go. And thankfully, the official checked, because initially he was going to get it over to Pisgah. But it was pretty clear that's who it went off of. So the Mountaineers will side out to Strickland. Down 16-4. Strickland works to the left, over to Shenard. Spins in the lane, hits Strickland low on the cut, but he was going away from the basket. Now he'll go in the lane. Dish it out. Setzer for three. Won't go. Kruk with a rebound. He'll push it and gets hung up at midcourt. And it's going to be a blocking foul on Hayden Setzer.
I think we're calling that one Stonewall.
Oh, okay. I saw the three.
So that'll be Stonewall's first. Team
fourth.
Left side, Scout Blue. Whoop, I'm looking at the wrong roster. My bad. That was Camden Robinson. Right now, oh, right, went in for the dunk, hung on the rim, missed the shot, rebound by Setzer. To Shenard, the baseline jumper won't go, but he's fouled.
And that's going to send him to the line. And this free throw is sponsored by WPTL. And if you're looking to grow your business, give Carol a call at WPTL at 648-3576.
So Shenard to the line in the act of shooting, so he'll get two. Fourth team foul on the Bears. That foul on number 23, Campbell Crook, his second. Shenard's first free throw is good. Mintz and Nick Messer will check back in for Pisgah. Waiting on Shenard's second free throw, which is good. And that's going to be important tonight. And we saw in the girls' game what happened when they started missing free throws.
Right, and got to hit those. But
Robinson dribbles down towards the baseline. He's cut off by Massey. To Messer, spins. Cut off in the lane by Setzer. Now Putnam will hand it over to Maddox Wright, and he sort of sprint-legged drives around and lays it in. 18-6, Ferguson up against Putnam. The jumper short and a foul. Coach Roadarmer not happy about that one either. Ferguson to the line to shoot two, and that puts Tuscola into bonus here for the balance of the first quarter, which is 1:17.
That's Camden Robinson's second.
Ferguson's first free throw good.
This free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, give Terrell a call at WPTL at 648-3576.
Second one rolls and in. 18-8, a whistle for Hampton to check in. And Callaway for Tuscola. That's Sam Callaway. Mintz trying to back Ferguson down in the lane. Kicks it over to Nick Messer. Now Wright with it on the wing. Messer faked the screen. Ball's loose. Wright just kind of heaved it over towards Messer. And three Mountaineers. And there's one Bear down there in the pile. That's Ari Blankenship. Arrow goes to Tuscola. Under a minute to play here in the first. Bryce Ferguson will bring it across. Right side to Hampton in the corner. Setzer to Callaway. Gives it to Shenard and once again has a little trouble with it. Over to Hampton, cross court pass. That thing, I couldn't tell if it made it or not. It barely disturbed the net, but Hampton for three.
And that shot is sponsored by Florida Contracting.
And they get it down low in the mids, and he'll drive. The basket's good. Puts the lead back 20-10. Spin move. And they must have not gave him a three on that.
Gave him a two.
Shenard got bumped by Mintz. Over to Setzer. Shenard going to take the shot with 7 seconds. Won't go. Tip in the air. Goes out of bounds off. Ball will stay with Tuscola. 3 seconds. Going to have to get it in. Get off a shot. Ferguson into Setzer. Hands it back. Bryce from the corner. No good. It was a good play. Ferguson just
Didn't get enough on it.
20-10, Bears lead at the end of one. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. I overdosed on heroin, and I lived. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. My desire to change had finally outweighed my desire to stay the same. I felt powerless for so much of my life. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. For the first time, I finally feel like I'm exactly where I should be, where I want to be.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is Tuscola Sports Radio, your home for Mountaineer sports.
And back to live action here as we start the second quarter, and the Bears with the basket, 22-10. Bryce Ferguson on the floor. Ball's loose, and we're coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control press box. And I think we got a foul on number 13, Ari Blankenship for Pisgah. Wonders never cease. They came back quick on us on that one.
Right.
Inbound to Hampton as we've played 30 seconds. Strickland to Ferguson. Mountaineers have spread the floor a little bit. They hit Strickland in the corner. The give and go. Baseline jumper. Chouinard, man, won't go. Hung on the rim. Got a good lean and then kicked back. Nick Messer with the rebound. Feeds it to Putnam. Ooh, thought there was a foul on Chouinard on a reach. And Ferguson will bump right as he spins around the baseline. It'll go out of bounds, and Mountaineers get the turnover. If some of these baskets would just go.
Right. I mean, and that's been the problem. You know, we had this a couple games ago as well. Had a lot of great shots, but nothing would go.
Chouinard has picked up his dribble, got Putnam on him. He'll hand off to Strickland. Out to Ferguson. Tried to go in the lane, got cut off. Strickland, baseline, pulls up, takes a jumper, no good. Mintz with the rebound. Outlets to Maddox Wright, who does not want that basketball, gives it over to Nick Messer. Now Wright in the high post, but he's way out. Works it left to Blankenship. Putnam baseline. They try to hit Mintz high. He goes in the lane. Tried to bank it off. Wouldn't go, but a whistle. And the foul will be on number one, Elijah Hampton.
That'll be his first. Team first here in the second.
Mintz first free throw good. I think if I wanted a rule change in this sport, it would be let's speed up the free throw action.
Right. Yeah, kind of like the way they do base, you know, pitches in baseball.
Yeah, I know there's a count on the free throw, actually, because one of the guys, you can see him counting, but it's like how much time the officials take. Shot up by Strickland, no good. Rebound right, and Strickland tries to get the steal off Putnam at midcourt, recovers. They go to Micah Devlin, first time we've seen him tonight. He went to the baseline and kicked it out. Putnam drove And the basket's no good, but a foul on Hampton, his second here in about 20 seconds. First free throw by Putnam is good. Sam Callaway will check in. Hampton will check out for Tuscola. Now we got a whistle and a timeout by Tuscola at 6:02 in the second. This timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware located in Delwood. One great location with great customer service. Of course, don't forget, we'll be back with you on Friday night as the Brevard Blue Devils, who we've not played in a while in basketball.
Right. And, well, it's been what?
Come up the mountain.
Well, I know we played them last year. I think we played last year, but it was a non-conference
right.
game.
Right. We've off and on, we've picked right. them up, but I don't think we've made that trip in a long time.
It's been a while.
And a free throw by Putnam, no good, and a whistle after the rebound by Callaway, and I believe it's going to go on Maddox Wright from the interaction between the official and okay. Second foul, first on Maddox Wright. 6 minutes to go till halftime. Bryce Ferguson going to work to the right. Massey going to take the jumper. Oh, off the rim. And a bump and contact, and I believe that may be on. Nope.
On Sam Callaway.
Sam maybe? Callaway. I thought it might go on Chouinard there. They were both in the area.
That'll be Sam's first, team third.
25-10. Bears in the lead. Over to Messer on the wing. He'll give it over to Devlin. Cross court right. Going to go in the lane. Picks up his dribble. Kicks it out to the point. 22 with it now. Isaiah Morris in the game. They'll go in the corner. To Messer. He picks up his dribble. Looking. Nope. Yep. I was going to say, he picked up his dribble, and then he dribbled again. So that's going to be a double dribble on Nick Messer.
Good turnover, I mean, for the Mountaineers, but need to convert it right here.
Yeah, we're not doing a good job on the other end. Get over to Strickland in the wing. Chouinard going to take the shot from the corner for three. And this one is a three.
And that three-point shot sponsored by Forger Contractor.
Right side. Messer gives it over to Putnam. He'll rotate right down the lane, kicks it out. Messer on the point, right, thinks about it, drives, goes to dunk, misses. Strickland with a rebound. Got numbers and takes it himself and can't get it to go. Putnam. Into the lane on the rebound, and it'll get tipped out of bounds off the official. Aiden Zesser will check back in. Strickland will take a break. So Setzer, Callaway, Messer, Chouinard, and Ferguson in the game for Tuscola. Chouinard working left, now right. Tips it over to Massey. To Ferguson. Right side, Setzer. Dribbles, kicks it over. Ferguson going to drive, put up a shot, banked it in, count the basket, and he's fouled.
Great basket right there by Bryce, and that's going to put him to the line, and this free throw is sponsored by WPTL. And if you're looking to grow your business, call 648-3576 and talk to Terrell at WPTL.
Patel will check in for Tuscola in place of Massey. Ferguson to the line for the and one. That foul on number 32, Mason Putnam, his second. And Ferguson's free throw is good. The basket was good, so that's the only one it gets. Everybody kind of standing around waiting on another one. 25-16. Chance for the Mountaineers to make a move here. Crook to Putnam. Over on the wing to Messer. Now right. He'll swing it left. Over to Robinson. Goes low to Messer. Right outside the arc. Skips it in the corner to Robinson. Cut off by Patel, but he'll draw the foul. That's Jihal Patel, sophomore guard for Tuscola. Putting them inbounds to Wright. Split between Callaway and Shenard. Missed the shot. Got his own rebound, though, and that foul's going to go on Sam Callaway. Good defensive effort there on Wright as he tried to split two Mountaineers here on this side, but he was able to get his own rebound and got fouled on the putback.
That'd be Sam Callaway's second foul, team fifth.
And Wright misses the first free throw. Callaway will come out. Stonewall Strickland checks in. Isaiah Mintz now up for Pisgah. He'll come in and place of Nick Messer. So the ball rolls and in. 26-16. Lead is back to 10 for Pisgah. Shenard, top of the key, thought about it. Swings right to Patel. Over in the corner, Strickland drives, kicks it out. Ferguson, into the lane. Hangs, couldn't get it to go. Tried to follow, tip. Patel with a rebound, saves it, get it to Strickland. Left elbow, Shenard, won't go. Rebound, Isaiah Mintz. Putnam will push it down for Pisgah. Goes up and over, Shenard, missed the shot. Setzer fighting for the rebound.
Oh man. There we go.
It actually went off Hayden's leg. I saw it. You saw it. Unless it was out of bounds first.
That's a bang-bang play right there.
Patel swings it over to right side to Strickland. Ferguson on the point, behind the back, in the lane, dumps it out on the wing. Patel head fake. Picks up his dribble, gives it over, tried to get it to Strickland, and it got mishandled and out of bounds. Mountaineers had a chance to cut into the lead. Robinson just kind of picked it up, carried it, and drove the lane and laid it in. That's when you hope somebody steps in and tries to draw the charge.
Yeah.
Strickland. To Patel for three, won't go. Rebound Mintz, 28-16. Bears with the lead, 2:30 to go till half. Putnam, I'm not real sure what happened there. He spun in the lane and
lost the handle on it, went out of bounds.
But he didn't believe it. I don't know if you noticed that or not.
They never believe it.
So Ferguson brings it down for the Mountaineers. Down by 12. 2:20 to go in the half. Massey cut off by Wright. Hands off. Strickland went in the lane. Wright flew over his head. And
what?
Strickland just threw it up behind his head. Shot by Ferguson, no good. After the tip out. Coach Messer going to take a walk down to the end of the bench after that one. Robinson spins. Shut down. Kick it out. Crook from the corner. That won't go. Bryce Ferguson up, tips it over across the lane to Strickland. Stonewall to Shenard for three if it goes.
Boom.
And it's good.
And that three-point shot sponsored by Forger Contracting.
28-19. Lead is cut to nine again. Chance for the Mountaineers to work on it a little bit here. Mintz in high to Robinson. Back to Mintz. He'll dribble in the lane. Kicks it out right. Now going to go in left side. Cut off by Setzer. They'll kick it out. Shot, no good. Rebound, Shenard. Comes down left side, into the lane. Bumps into Mintz. Wright will smack the shot out of bounds. Swanger coming by. Huh. Haven't seen him in a while. Where's my former partner used to call him Swanger. Jumper, Shenard on the inbound, no good. Tip. Bryce Ferguson hits the floor, tries to get a save. arrow goes, well, nope, got a timeout. Coach Messer got the timeout to save the possession with 1:07 to go. And this timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware located in Delwood. One great location with great customer service. And is that their third?
I believe it is.
Leave us a little shy in the second half. That's a full minute. So I'm not sure if Branson will sing you a tune or what we could do to keep you entertained for the balance of the timeout.
Well, I could sing since Valentine's Day is coming up, I could sing a nice Valentine's song.
That is a good point. And that was one of the questions I had about the conference tournament. We do not need to be having that during Valentine's Day. I hope they don't have any plans to play on Saturday.
But then again, you never know.
It would not be the first time that a sporting event has messed up Valentine's or an anniversary for me. Because I got married in the fall.
Ditto.
I just point out that the check I get will help pay for dinner. Mountaineers will inbound, left side. Callaway in the game now. Ball, Callaway tried to get it to Strickland, got cut off by a bear, so he hung on to it. Bryce Ferguson for three won't go. Strickland, thought he'd saved it, but it hit the sideline. Good hustle by Stonewall Strickland. 28-19, 46 seconds to go here in the half. Bryce had a good look at it. Left side, Robinson now. Massey out there on him defensively for Tuscola. Right, baseline. Dumps it down in the lane. Mintz couldn't get it to go. Right follows. Put the ball on the floor. Don't know why. We got bodies picked up by Shenard on the left side. Goes into the lane. Strickland. He'll drive. Cross court pass. Ferguson another three. Won't go. And we got a rebound by Putnam, and Callaway, I think, is going to pick up the foul.
And that'll be Sam's third.
And Bears in the bonus. 12 and a half seconds to go. Putnam will go to the line to shoot two. First is on the way and good. Setzer will check in for Tuscola. Trull, Caleb Miller, and one more. Ari Blankenship check in for Pisgah. Blankenship with the rebound after the missed free throw. Saves it, but then throws it out of bounds at midcourt. So that just moves the Mountaineers closer to the basket with 7.5 seconds to go. Strickland inbound to Ferguson. Gets it across midcourt, 5 seconds and counting. Goes into the lane, hangs in the air to count the basket and the foul with 2.1 to go.
Nice job right there by Bryce.
This was signaling too. The basket was good. So now the officials are going to have to confer. Count the basket. One shot.
This free throw is sponsored by WPTL. And if you're looking to grow your business, give Terrell a call at WPTL at 648-3576.
Bryce with a chance to cut this lead to 7 with 2.1 to go. On the way, won't go. Rebounded by Troll, and he'll basically just sort of swing around and give it over to Devlin, and the buzzer will sound, and the Bears go to the locker room with a 29-21 lead. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup, from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
It's time for the halftime show brought to you by Paper Town Equipment Rental, a store that delivers equipment, customer service at great prices. Why buy it when you can rent it? Call 565-2737. And it's also time for the A1 Storage Player of the Game Award. Tonight's award for outstanding effort goes to Kendall Williamson. Are you looking for a safe place to store your gifts from wandering eyes with 24-7 access? Call A1 Storage at 646-3981. Conveniently located for all your storage needs. And Kendall, not feeling well, could not be with us here to do the halftime here in the boys' game. She went on home. So we have special guest, Julia Wells.
Hello.
Hi. You're good at this. I told you
Thank
that.
You,
you can talk. You've done really well. You may be my replacement eventually
I
retire.
Yeah, yeah.
But tough ball game. Just boys and girls, we're noticing just early in the game, can't get shots to fall.
Yeah.
It's been tough. But Kendall tonight, we looked, Mountaineers here tonight, so they actually had stats up for us, and heck of a job by Kendall. She had 13 rebounds, I think. See if I can pull that up. Keeps moving away from me. But let me see if I can find a girl score here. We got the Citizen Times here tonight, too. We got more. One of the things we're noticing, Jade Cody used to be an outside shooter.
Yeah.
It's like they've kind of depend on her more. She's kind of, we noticed that in the first game with Pisgah, not taking those three-pointers like she used to. What has changed in her game?
I don't know. I mean, she's definitely really tall, so she can post some people up, and she can definitely get some rebounds. I don't know. I think just adjusting to her height, and they have a lot of guards, so they are guard heavy, and so they need more post players down low. So that could also be a reason, but
I just know she used to take a lot of three-pointers outside the arc, and it's not, doesn't seem to be doing it this season. The other thing we noticed in the girls' game, y'all guys had some opportunities down there in the paint. They were not hitting their shots in the lane. If we could have gotten, I mean, we had a lot of rebounds, but if we could have gotten rebounds, some more, I think we may have made a run on them at some point. Is that how it looked to you out there tonight?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I know I missed a few dinky layups. I just threw it off the backboard. I think there were some fouls that weren't called, but you can't blame it on the refs. We should have shot more, and none of our shots were falling, like you said.
I think you had 10 tonight. I'm trying to find. He put the stats up. I guess he had checked with the table.
Yeah.
Before he left. I know you had 10, and it was just a heck of a game.
Yeah.
Shannon Lowry, who you were on defensively tonight, got her 1,000th point, which is a big milestone in high school basketball.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think I gave that one to her, but that's all right. She can take it. She deserves it.
Yeah, you had 10. Avery had 6 points and 12 rebounds.
Yeah.
Forbes, Vesper had 5 points, 10 rebounds, and then, of course, Kendall had 13 rebounds tonight.
Yeah.
And the other thing, I don't know if y'all were aware, but when I looked this morning, Kendall is actually leading the conference in rebounding average right now at 9.6.
And I'm pretty sure Vesper's right behind her. I think
and
Vesper's
made a move
third.
Over the last 2 weeks. Vesper's made a big move to kind of step up her game ever since, I think, really that East Henderson game on the road.
Oh, yeah. I was talking to her. I'm like, Vesper, like, especially at the end of the game, I was like, all you got, like, rebound the ball. And she did. And she got a few fouls, I think, called on her, but it was fine.
And that's, you know, I think the key, and I know one time she got, I could see the look in her eyes. She got a little aggravated over here on this end,
yeah.
I think, when Kylie kind of backed into her a little bit, grabbed a hold of her. They were, she kind of, I hadn't seen that in Vesper, which is I like to see.
Yeah.
It's good to see a little mean streak in a player, particularly in a post player down low, because you got to be aggressive. And you gotta, but you got to be smart.
Yeah.
And pick your battles.
Yeah, for
sure. And just really. Now, looking ahead, let's talk about East Henderson. We got them on Tuesday night for the finale, the regular season finale. We are currently, we're a half game up on them, although that may change after tonight. We're a half game up on them with the fifth seed right now.
Yeah.
Fifth seed's not a bad place to be because in the tournament you're going to have the 4 and 5 team playing each other. We're kind of in a good spot if we can keep it.
Yeah.
We got Brevard coming in Friday night. Don't know how that's going to go. We would hope. It's at home. What a good turnout. Everybody should be over the blues from the snowstorm. So we definitely need a good turnout Friday night and Tuesday night.
I think that'll be the game that kind of switches the mojo a little bit, hopefully, because the past two games we haven't been shooting good. After I scored the 20 points, and then it's been kind of like going down for everybody, but hopefully Friday we get back into how we know we can play.
And see, Pisgah's got they got West coming up on Saturday night, I think, now.
Yeah.
And that's a big game for them because West is in second place at 9-1. Going to need a little help to maybe try to knock Pisgah off that number one seed. But, of course, Pisgah's still undefeated. So big game on Saturday night for West and Pisgah, and I'm pretty sure it's here. So I guess if you're not doing anything Saturday night, might want to come down and check those two out.
Yeah, I think I'll be out of town watching another basketball game, but
Now let's talk about you coming up in the spring. Season's starting to kind of wind down a little bit. We'll have conference tournament next week. Don't know how state playoffs will go. And I think they're still on schedule with all the snow we've had recently. I know they've made some changes to indoor track.
Yeah.
Now, you're not been running track, have you?
Not indoor track. No, I'll be doing spring track, though, for sure.
Now, do you still play soccer?
I will not be playing soccer
this year.
Not going
to play this spring?
No, sir.
What's going on there?
You know, I'm going to commit more to track. I think that has a better place for me.
I got you. Well, you know, track's cool. My son ran it. Had a lot of fun with it. Actually kind of helped coach after he graduated and enjoyed his time. I know I've not seen the new facility, the indoor facility at Tryon. I hear it's really nice.
I think it's sloped, so yeah.
But, you know, short of going to JDL and Winston, that's about the only indoor meets we ever got to see. So, well, we appreciate you joining us tonight as Kendall couldn't be with us. And we look forward, as we said, Friday night, Tuesday night. Hope the students and the fans get out and support you guys. Some big games coming up for y'all. So let's hope we get a good turnout and get two wins to wrap up the regular season and position us well for conference.
Yeah.
Thank you, Julia.
Thank you.
We'll be back after this. This is Tuscola Sports Radio. Thank you.
Mountain Credit Union can help you make this season bright. Hey everybody, it's Chris Angel from Mountain Credit Union. The holidays are magical, but they can also be expensive. Gifts, travel, heating bills, it all adds up. We're here to take the stress out of the season. From holiday loans and flexible payment options to smart savings tips, we'll help you stay on track so you can focus on family, not finances. Because we're more than your credit union, we're your neighbors, ready to guide you through winter's twists and turns. So stop by one of our local branches today or visit mountaincu.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean, to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages, to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Tuscola basketball is sponsored by Crossroads, Ford, Mike's Heating and Air, Mountain Credit Union, Haywood Ace Hardware, Forga Contracting, Vestas Uniform Service, Papertown Equipment Rental, WPTL, and A1 Storage. Of course, we're coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control press box, and it looks like Gavin Chouinard and Isaiah Mintz for Pisgah both with 9 points right now, leading scores for each team. And I guess you've got the others right there.
I do, and I have Elijah Hampton with 2. I have Stonewall Strickland with 2. I actually had Gavin down with 8, but your 9 may be correct.
That's what they've got him down as.
Bryce Ferguson, I have him down for 7, and Jet Bartley for 2.
So Bartley, of course, picking up 2 fouls there in the first quarter, kind of put him on ice for the rest of the half. And we'll have to see. Mountaineers not yet back out of the locker room yet with about 4:25 to go. Bears are up 29-21. And as we said, we've got 2 more games regular season to follow. We'll have Brevard visiting the Hill on Friday night. And then on Tuesday night, the season finale against, for the boys, will be a very tough game, East Henderson.
Right.
And the girls, that game is very important. And if you can make it, if you can make either one of them, that would be great. Of course, senior night will be Tuesday, I'm sure. So get out and honor our seniors, Kendall Williamson and Avery Roten, on Tuesday. In fact, that reminds me, I've got to get up with the cheer coach and get her list.
Get her list of names, yeah.
So, but, yeah, we kind of – that East Henderson game is going to be big for the girls. That'll have a big effect on seeding between East and Tuscola, because East coming into tonight was only a half game back in the standings. So, Mountaineers need these next 2 games, Lady Mountaineers do, to kind of lock down that number 5 seed, and then we'll see who between Smokey and Franklin we're going to end up playing in the first round of the playoffs, if we can hang on.
Yeah, and you know, and you talk about lockdown, you know, not only that, going to have lockdown East Henderson, like, you know, they've been doing, like, the whoever been there has been their leading scorer. You know, Julie's been on them. I mean, tonight she looked like she stayed more on Chandler Lowry, but the last couple of games, you know, that's what she's done. You know, as far as Brooks from Franklin the other night, noticed she was getting very frustrated with the way that Julie would just stand in front of her with her arms up and not allowing her to get a lot, you know, done as far as probably as much ball handling as she wanted to do. And it frustrated her. But, you know, girls tonight just, you hate to say it, but kind of ran into a buzzsaw with Pisgah.
Well, it did just, you know, early. And that's been the key to this season, I think, Branson. Both boys and girls just get off to a cold start shooting, and then it's just a battle to have to fight back. And of course, Tuscola girls did not help themselves tonight with their free throw line percentage.
Yeah,
looking back, that especially the first half, they left a lot of points out there on the floor tonight.
Well, you know, here's the other thing: you come down to looking at the boys here at halftime, a little under 2 minutes to go before we get started, and you know they're only down 8. And with the way that they've kind of started off kind of cold, you got to be kind of happy for them here. They've got to be like good morale in there in the locker room.
Well,
right
they cut
now.
The All lead. They were 8. Down by double digits and have cut the lead to 8. We'll take one more break. We come back. We'll have the second half of boys basketball action here on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Seize the opportunity to promote and expand your business with WPTL, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Give Terrell a call at 648-3576 and chat about advertising packages that fit your budget. Let's work together to promote and grow your business. WPTL is the perfect place to advertise and grow.
Getting into college is more competitive than ever, especially for rural students. That's why we're opening new paths to NC State with options like spring admission and transfer programs. What we think and do helps rural students get into NC State and graduate to fill North Carolina jobs. Discover how we're growing paths to NC State. Visit wegrownc.ncsu.edu.
Sponsored by NC State's College of Agriculture and Life Sciences and the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters in cooperation with this station.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Charles Allison, Branson Reese back here with you to start the second half. Mountaineers in possession now, 29-21. Strickland will feed it to Massey, and Bartley now top of the key. Mountaineers motion offense here as we go out the left side. Bryce Ferguson for three, and it's good, and that cuts the lead to five.
That three-pointer shot sponsored by Forger Contractor.
Mintz tried to back Bartley down. He'll kick it back out to Putnam. Bartley back in the game after getting two fouls in the first half. Putnam, the jumper, left wing, won't go. Rebound, Bryce Ferguson. Starts to push on the break. Now he'll feed it to Strickland, the jumper, left side, won't go. Great rebound. Bartley got smacked in the face. No call, got a putback, couldn't get it to go. Strickland going to dive on the loose ball out of bounds. It'll stay with Pisgah. Bartley took a shot to the head after the shot. No call. And that's one you really wish he could get back, because that would have been a big basket. After cutting this lead to five, cutting it down to three would have been really important. Left side now, right with it, looking in. Goes in the corner to Nick Messer. Hand off to Putnam. Cut off by Massey on the baseline. They'll go in the lane to Kruk. He got caught up. Kicks it out in the corner to Messer. The shot no good. Mintz comes down with a rebound, and as he tries to go back up with the shot, I believe he's fouled by Stonewall Strickland.
Yeah, it looks like they had a three up, so that will be, you are correct, and that'll be two on Stonewall. First team foul here in the third.
Putnam on the inbound to Kruk. Hand off to Messer. Right posted low on Strickland. Walks. Nope. Should have been a walk, but I believe they're going to call the foul on Chenard. Strickland was trying to back down and looked like to me he got off balance. Maybe Chenard had a hand in that. I don't know. Inbound to Maddox Wright. Trying to spin on Strickland baseline. He'll cross court pass. The three by Nick Messer, not Dominic Messer, but his younger brother Nick is good for three. Lead is back to eight. Chenard going to pull up top of the key. Take the three. Won't go. Ball tip. Putnam able to get it back to Nick Messer. Strickland tried to draw the charge. Lucky he didn't get called for the block. Baseline runner by Putnam. No good. Kruk rebound. Tried to slam it off Chenard's leg. It wouldn't go out of bounds. Picked up by Ferguson. Strickland right wing. Chenard top of the key for three.
That three-point shot sponsored by Forger Contractor.
Bears lead is 5, 32-27. In the corner to Messer. Hands off, Maddox right. Spins, goes to the lane, kicks it out. Putnam in the air, got hung up, and he's fouled. And I believe that's on Bartley. His third. And just like that, Sam Callaway will check in. Putnam's first free throw rims out. Callaway in for Bartley. And I saw Bartley had an official visit posted today.
I believe to Wingate.
Yeah. It was one of those W schools. Winthrop, Wingate, Wofford. I believe it was Wingate, though. Chenard to Strickland. Putnam. Back to Chenard. They'll swing it around. Bryce Ferguson will reset the offense. Putnam hanging around defensively on Chenard. Spin move. Ferguson puts it up for two. Lead is four. 33-29. Nick Messer with it. Over to Kruk, left side. Goes across top of the key. Back to Messer. Max Wright outside the arc. Gives it over to Kruk on the wing. Sets the screen for him. Kruk trying to work on Strickland. Took about three steps as he bumped into Strickland, and the basket's good.
That's what I thought three with myself.
And Chenard spin moving the lane. Wouldn't go. Hung in the air. going to be two shots for Chouinard, and that foul on number three, that's Isaiah Mintz for Pisgah.
And that's going to be, these foul shots are going to be sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, give Terrell a call at WPTL at 648-3576.
So Chouinard to the line to shoot two. First one's good. Second one on the way. Cuts the lead to four again. Mountaineers hanging on. Kruk brings it down. Hands off to Putnam. Kruk directs from the right. A stolen by Strickland, but he couldn't rein it in. It went out of bounds. Strickland was off to the races there. If he could have kept it in bounds.
Yeah.
Man. On the inbound to Mintz. Cross court. Messer. They'll swing it in the corner to right. Dribbles out. Now into paint. Up and over Chouinard. Hangs in the air and the basket's good. 37-31. Bears in the lead. Ferguson. Goes in. We're going to get a... Ferguson going to get called for the elbow. That's weak.
Wow. That'll be Bryce's first foul.
Yeah, turnover. That's a fourth team foul, so Bears creeping up on the bonus here pretty quick. Putnam to Robinson. Sets her in the game for Tuscola. Defending Putnam now. Putnam backs in, won't go. Robinson had it. Putnam took it away. Turns around, puts up a shot, and he's fouled.
That'll be on Sam Callaway. It'll be his fourth, team fifth already.
With 3:48 to go here in the third. First free throw is good. Putnam's second free throw is good. It's 39-31. The lead is 8. Mountaineers has cut it to 4 at one point. But Ferguson in the lane. Out to Setzer for three, and it's good.
Big three.
Cuts the lead to 5 again.
And that three-point shot sponsored by Forger Contracting.
Putnam works right. Spins against Chouinard, goes to the baseline, hung in the air, tried to dump it to right, couldn't get it. Steal by Bryce Ferguson, brings it down right side, pulls up, takes a jumper for three. And a timeout by Pisgah with 3:12. And the lead cut to 39-37.
That three-point shot by Bryce was also sponsored by Forger Contracting. So two big threes on back-to-back possessions right there for Tuscola to bring it within two.
Timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware located in Delwood. One great location with great customer service. 39-37, 3:12 to go in the third. Striking turn of events here in the Bear Den. Mountaineers down by as much as 10, 11, 15 at one point. Have fought their way back to cut this lead to 2. Ferguson gives the appearance of starting to put on some pressure, but they let it inbounds to Putnam now on the left side. Mintz into the lane. Throws up a shot. Rebounded by Chouinard. Gavin into the lane. Lost the handle. Putnam with a steal. Spins. Gets it to Kruk. Ball's loose. Body sliding on the floor. Foul going to be called on Bryce Ferguson.
That'll be his second.
Chouinard went into the lane, got hung up, and kind of really ran out of options.
Yeah, it looked like he was trying to decide on whether he was going to drive or stay back and just take the easy little shot right there in front of the free throw
line. He had an opening.
Yeah.
And then he decided, and I get it. Hey, I go in, I drive, maybe I could draw the foul. Kruk to the line, no good. And the Bears really have not shot well since the second quarter. Segment on the way. Rusted right with the rebound. He and Massey fight for the ball. Can't get the shot. It won't go, but Massey draws the foul.
That'll be Anthony Massey's second foul.
So no, Maddox Wright will go to the line. And he'll seek it. Nick Messer back in the game for Pisgah. Camden Robinson will come out. Segment on the way is good. Pushes the Pisgah lead back to four. With 2:45 to go in the third. Ferguson. Into the lane. Dumps it out to Setzer. Gives it back. Ferguson on the wing. Spins. Looking to work on Kruk. Tried to back him in. Couldn't get it to go. Got his own rebound, but it's stolen away by Maddox Wright. Vince going to drive up and over Setzer. The basket's good. Lead is back to six. Mountaineers need to settle right here and work for a good shot before Pisgah takes the momentum back. And Chouinard in the lane loses the handle. Stolen, Putnam, the layup's good. And one. When the fire starts to grow, you want to smother it, not blow more air on it.
Right. And
last couple of times down, Mountaineers have turned the ball over and allowed Pisgah to push this lead back out to nine.
I think they just called a foul on Maddox Wright.
Well, he's been.
He got a little arm.
He's been a little emotional, let's say. Under two to play in the third, 46-37 now, as Pisgah has extended this lead after two turnovers by the Mountaineers. Setzer with it. Over to Ferguson. In the corner, Strickland. Gives it to Chouinard. They'll swing it. Price, head fake. Kruk reaching in. Ferguson tried to put up a shot, and that's just not going to work. Putnam brings it down around Strickland, bumps into Chouinard, and Chouinard gives ground, and the basket's good. It is now 11, and a steal by Wright, and Chouinard will just bump him going to the basket. And Wright taking a long, hard look. Hold me back, hold me back.
Please.
Chouinard, I mean, I guess he could have grabbed him and held on to him. Chouinard just kind of went in with his shoulder and moved him away from the basket.
Yeah.
They're going to call it intentional, of course. So that will be two shots in the ball. That's fine. Now, I don't know what we've got. A timeout by some team. He kind of got lazy right there at the end of his signals. And
yeah.
May have been by Tuscola. I'm not. With a minute 18 to go here in the third. Anyway, we have a timeout on the floor, and it's sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood, one great location with great customer service. So, and the players back out on the floor while Tuscola's cheerleaders finish their routine. So Maddox Wright will go to the line to shoot two, and then due to the intentional foul, they'll also get possession. He'll sink both of them. So a pretty big swing here in the last minute.
Right. Have it within two, and now
down by 13. On the inbound from the corner, Putnam no good, and Kruk will knock it out of bounds on the attempt for a rebound. And Bears going to press, and we're going to get a foul as Ferguson tries to get around Nick Messer. Of course, only the third foul on Pisgah. So we'll just inbound a little further up the floor. Nope, actually we'll inbound from the same place
same
in the end zone.
Yeah.
Ferguson to Shenard to Strickland. We get it across midcourt. Over to Setzer. It was low, couldn't handle it. And Ferguson wasn't ready, and Setzer, it's going to be a backcourt violation.
Bryce looked like he was
not sure what was going on there. Inbound to Mintz. The lead is 15. Under a minute to play. Here in the third, Strickland to Ferguson. Massey, they'll swing in the corner to Setzer. Strickland, top of the key, drives left. Massey pulls up, takes the jumper, no good. Kruk brings it down, tries to cross over into the lane. Ferguson don't fall for it. Putnam, hand off to Messer, 22 seconds and counting. Kruk, spin, in the lane, goes up and a walk by Campbell Kruk. Strickland out. Massey out, Bartley in, Shenard back in.
Gotta get help, guys.
They get it into Setzer. The throw was low, back to Ferguson. And that pass, Shenard able to come down with it, pulls up, the jumper no good. Strickland went to save it, but it was already out of bounds. Kruk will bring it down for the Bears. 3 seconds and counting. Yeah. Left side. Putnam will take the last one, and it's good for. And I counted it, of course. It's 55-37. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup, from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684.
Pass it on. Here's my bucket list for the day. Read an article on a news subject. Say only nice things about others. And listen to everyone's opinions. Because making things better requires change. Now, these changes aren't going to show up on your news feed, but they're things I can do So change something today. It's not going to change the entire world, but it's going to change your world. Change is in you.
Pass it on.
From PassItOn.com.
You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming live to you from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, Charles Allison Branson Reese, as we get ready to bring in the fourth quarter of Tuscola and Pisgah, and we're going to get a whistle right off the bat on the Bears. That foul on Campbell Crook.
And I guess they got to inbound it over front of the
I have no
Pisgah
idea.
Bench.
I guess. Who knows? Bryce into the lane, goes up, blocked by Maddox Wright. Ferguson and Crook hit the floor. Mintz brings it down to Putnam. Outside to Wright, thought about Duncan, didn't have any angle, banks it in. 57-37. To be that close and now down by 20 is just
right.
Amazing. Setzer, Bartley going to take the three. Won't go. Follows his shot. Goes in. Wright tried to go get it out of the rim but missed. And that stops the bleeding for Tuscola. Mintz into the lane. Chenard tried to reach in and tip it out. They get it to Crook. Right, going to spin, go up against Bartley, falling back, blocked by Bartley. Chenard open if he'll take it, and couldn't get it to go. Bartley stepped out of the way to let him drive, and it hung on the rim, but it wouldn't go. And Ferguson out there on the wing, ball going to be tipped out by Mason Putnam. And Coach Messer with a few strong words during the break. For the official on that side. 6:41 to go. Chenard to Ferguson to Strickland to Bartley. Top of the key. Right out there on him defensively. Chenard head fake, goes to the lane, puts up a shot. Going to be a foul. Crook hit the floor. And it's going to go on Campbell Crook.
Yeah, so back-to-back fouls on him. That's going to give him four.
And that's going to get Camden Robinson up off the bench for Pisgah.
And these free throws are sponsored by WPTL. And if you're looking to grow your business, give Terrell a call at 648-3576 at WPTL.
Chenard, the first one's good. Second one's on the way. Won't go. Lead is 17 for the Bears. 6:22 to go. Putnam down into Mintz. Tries to back Bartley down. He'll kick it back out now to Messer. Putnam into the lane. Up into Bartley. No call. Rebound Chenard. Long pass down to Strickland. Got the shot. Ooh, he almost walked. Puts it in over right. 57-42. So Mountaineers cutting into that lead a little bit again. Robinson to Putnam. Mintz flashes high and moves on. Over to right on the just above the right elbow. Mintz. Trying to work on a screen by Wright. He'll kick it out to Dominic, to Nick Messer. I keep wanting to call him Dominic. And the basket's good. Bartley went up. Wright will block it out of bounds. .520 to go. Setzer in the game for Tuscola. Ferguson looking to get it in. Banked it off of the back of Robinson, stepped in and put up the shot. It's no good, or it's good, actually. And he draws the foul. Ferguson couldn't find anybody open, so he just bounced it off the back of Robinson, stepped in, and then scored.
Smart play by Bryce right there with his back to him. So
and one is good. Lead is back to 15. Wright brings it down. Left side, Devlin drives, kicks it back out to Messer. Robinson in the corner to Devlin. Dribble out into the lane. Messer hits Robinson in the baseline. Robinson cut off by Setzer. Kicks it out to Nick Messer, and the three is good. Lead is back to 18. Bryce calling for Bartley to screen. He'll pull up, take the three. Oh. No good. Rebound Messer, Putnam. It's Robinson driving to baseline. Shot partially blocked by Bartley from behind, and then he'll get the rebound. Chenard skips into the lane. Devlin tried to draw the charge. Hits the floor. No call there, but a reach in on Wright. And that'll be the third on Maddox Wright.
That's going to send Gavin to the free throw line. And this free throw is sponsored by WPTL. And if you're looking to grow your business, give Terrell a call at WPTL at 648-3576.
First free throw good. Of course, fourth team foul on the Bears this quarter. Tuscola still with none. Get the second one to go. Right with the ball. Going to hold it and look. And Coach Reinhart going to take a timeout. Or Road Armor, excuse me, not Reinhart. Road Armor. 63-46. Bears in the lead. And this timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware. For all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs, Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood. One great location with great customer service. Things were feeling good there with about two and a half to go, down by two. And then a couple of turnovers and an intentional foul, and
right.
it just took off.
Yeah, it unwound real quick. And as they say, it rolled downhill real quick, too. So. But listen, the Mountaineers were in this within two.
Yep.
And we're playing good, and just for whatever reason, the wheels just fell off.
Yep. Couldn't settle in there after cutting that lead, and a couple of mistakes inside, and Bears jumped on it. So after the timeout, the Bears will inbound at about midcourt. First, just saw alumni Reese Boyd come by. Played many moons ago. Before my time.
Wow.
So you know it's been a while. Bears with it, got Kruk in the corner. Out there with four fouls. Dribbling around. He'll swing it out to Putnam, and he'll shoot the three in front of the Pisgah bench. Lead is back to 20. 3:38 to go. Strickland over to Massey. Mountaineers will swing it right to Strickland. Now up top, Ferguson, Bartley, Chenard. Pulls up, hangs in the air, dumps it out to Massey. The shot won't go. Putnam will bring it down for the Bears.
Hmm.
Bears content to pull it back and work the clock a little bit here with 3 minutes to go. Kruk down in the corner with it now. And this is going to get fouled by Ferguson. And that's only the second team foul. Elijah Hampton going to step in for Chouinard. Now inbound to Krupp. Under three to play. And Chouinard just come out briefly. He's going to go back to check in. And we got a foul down there in the corner.
Wow.
On Ferguson, that'll be his fourth.
Fourth, yeah.
Third team foul on this Tuscola this quarter, so still one to give. Massey will come out. Bartley will come back in. Get it in to Mintz. He'll give it right back over to Wright. Works baseline. Dumps it in the lane to Mintz. Couldn't handle it. Picked up by Strickland. He's by himself. Going to have to wait. Out to Chouinard for three. Rolls out. Wright with a rebound. Chouinard almost with a steal there on Kruk. Gets it across midcourt. Goes by Hampton. Picks up his dribble. Hits Messer in the high post. Kicks it back out to Kruk now. Kruk, crossover, picks up his dribble. Now he's hung up by Hampton. Messer with it. Cross court, Mintz. Backing down towards Bartley, kicks it back out. Kruk with it on the point. 2 minutes to go. Kruk pulls back, gives it over to Mason Putnam. Whistle. And we got a hold inside by Stonewall Strickland. His third. Hayden Setzer checks in for Tuscola. Bryce Ferguson will check out. Pisgah now going to sub. Looks like 34, Jace Creason in the game. Putnam working to the right. Goes into the lane and a whistle. Putnam was going to run back out. We got another foul on Strickland inside. And that should send somebody for Pisgah to the line.
Yeah, and that'll be four on Stonewall.
Callaway will check in for Bartley. So Callaway's got four. Strickland's got four. Now inbound back to Putnam. Working on Chouinard. Spin. Chouinard grabbed him. No call. Putnam goes up. Misses the shot, but he's fouled. Putnam's first free throw, no good. Seguin's on the way. It's short. Rebound by Chouinard. Minute 30 to play. Long pass down to Strickland. Over to Hampton on the wing. Cross court. Callaway looking for Setzer in the corner. Can't get him. Goes into the lane. Lost the handle. Stolen away by Ari Blankenship. Devlin, and we got a whistle and a timeout by Coach Road Armor. Think just trying to get some guys in.
Yeah, there were several right there at the table getting ready to check in.
So a minute 13, 66-46. Bears looking to get some subs in here after the timeout. And this timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood, one great location with great customer service. So let's see. We got Devlin, Blankenship, Trull, Creason, and looking for one more. 41. That's Alexander Wenzel in the game. Ball knocked out of bounds. Actually thrown out of bounds by the Bears. Mountaineer ball. Ferguson will bring it down. Works, drives, got hung up, fouled as he got cut underneath, and Ferguson's still on the floor. And Hampton helps Bryce up. He'll go to the line to shoot two.
These free throws are sponsored by WPTL. And if you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at WPTL at 648-3576.
Ferguson's first free throw good. Segment rolls off, no good. Rebound, Creason. Ball kicked out of bounds here on the inbound. So I think it stays with Pisgah. Under a minute to play. On the inbound to Wenzel. Devlin down court. Gets it to Troll. Back to Devlin. Troll baseline. Drives. Kicks it out and too high. Ari Blankenship couldn't handle it. It'll go out of bounds. The lead is 19. Mountaineers will get it inbound. Chouinard drives. Hangs. Shot. Good. Inbound now to Wenzel. They get it down. They hit Creason. The baseline jumper good. 68-49. 15 seconds to go. Chouinard spin. Kicks it back. Ferguson out to Chouinard. Pulls up just inside the arc. Short. Strickland follows. Rebound goes. Hangs on the rim, can't get it to fall. Strickland with another rebound. Turns around, puts it up, and that'll do it. It was short. Bears win 68-49. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Mountain Credit Union is your guide through every season. Hey everybody, it's Chris Angel from Mountain Credit Union. This time of year can bring more than just chilly mornings. It can bring extra expenses too. Your neighbors at Mountain Credit Union have got your back. From holiday budgets to heating costs, our affordable rate loans and savings tools are here to keep you prepared. Because at Mountain Credit Union, commitment to our community isn't seasonal. It's who we are. So stop by one of our local branches today or visit mountaincu.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
This reminder, Tuscola basketball is brought to you by Crossroads Ford, Mike's Heating and Air, Mountain Credit Union, Haywood Ace Hardware, Forger Contracting, Vestas Uniform Service, Papertown Equipment Rental, WPTL, and A1 Storage. And speaking of A1 Storage, it's time for the A1 Storage Player of the Game Award. Tonight's award for outstanding effort from a Mountaineer goes to Bryce Ferguson. Are you looking for a safe place to store your holiday gifts from wandering eyes with 24/7 access? Call A1 Storage at 646-3981. And Bryce cut it to two there with about 2.5 to go in the third quarter. Everybody feeling good. Emotions ramped up pretty high. This side of the gym was getting pretty happy. About a minute and a half later, a couple of turnovers and an intentional foul, and things just kind of went off the rails after that. What happened in that sequence?
I mean, we were playing so good, passing the ball, and then after that timeout they called, we just quit passing the ball, and then we didn't get our calls we wanted to get, and we kind of just put our heads down, and they put up, I think they went on about like a 15-0 run right there.
They kind of pushed the lead back out. They'd had a lead. They kind of got cold in the second quarter, kind of carried over into the third. You guys made a great run at them. And, you know, I'm sitting there going, man, we hadn't worked a Pisgah win in a while. This one could be fun. As a senior, this being, I guess, your last Pisgah game, unless somehow we stumble over them in the conference tournament, what are your feelings on that tonight?
I mean, just like any other game, it's just a lot more crowded. I mean, the energy's high, obviously. Tension's on the court's high, but just another basketball game to me. But, yeah, that's about it.
So, still got two games left to finish up the regular season. Brevard coming in on Friday night. And then, of course, we have very tough East coming in on Tuesday. But we do get to wrap things up at home. Now, is senior night going to be Tuesday? Or
I think it's Tuesday.
It's usually the last home game. But yeah. I didn't know, since it was a weeknight, they might try to do it on Friday to make sure, you know, maybe more people able to come. But looking at that, what can we expect on Friday night? Because we didn't get to go to Brevard. We didn't see them. So what are they looking like this year?
They have this one kid. He's a really good shooter. And they just have a bunch of athleticism. And just kind of got to stop the drive and then don't let that one kid shoot threes, and we should be good.
So that's Bryce Ferguson, our A1 Storage Player of the Game. We come back, we'll wrap it up here from Pisgah tonight. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Through every season. Hey everybody, it's Chris Angel from Mountain Credit Union.
Thanks,
this time
Bryce.
Of year can bring more than just chilly mornings. It can bring extra expenses too. Your neighbors at Mountain Credit Union have got your back. From holiday budgets to heating costs, our affordable rate loans and savings tools are here to keep you prepared. Because at Mountain Credit Union, commitment to our community isn't seasonal. It's who we are. So stop by one of our local branches today or visit mountaincu.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Back here live at the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here to wrap things up from Pisgah tonight. Girls lose tonight 62-29. Boys lose 68-49. Boys made a run there in the third quarter. Branson had a real chance with about 2:45 to go. Had cut it to two. And a couple of turnovers.
Yeah.
An intentional foul call that gave them two automatic shots and the ball back. And the next thing you know, it's like Bryce said, they're back up by 15.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate because, I mean, the score doesn't reflect how good they were playing. I mean, let's just be honest. You hate to say it and keep saying it, but, man, when the wheels fell off, they did quick.
So that'll do it here tonight from Canton. We'll be back with you on Friday night as Brevard comes to Tuscola, so be sure and tune in to that if you can't be there. And then, of course, we'll wrap things up senior night on Tuesday at home against East Henderson. So if you can't make either ball game, or if you can't make both of them, be sure and tune in to Tuscola Sports Radio. For Branson Reese, this is Charles Allison. Good night, everybody.